All right. Let's get past this.
I'm sad. Let me process.
Give yourself some time. Let me know when you're ready.
All right, I'm good. This just in, Ron Washington has resigned as manager of the Texas Rangers. Easily, in my opinion, the greatest manager in the history of the franchise.
They're going to have a press conference at 3:30?
Yeah, 3:30. Ron Washington issued a statement today. He said, "Today, I have submitted my resignation from the job I love, managing the Rangers, in order to devote my full attention to addressing an off-the-field personal matter. As painful as it is, stepping away from the game is what's best for me and my family. This is in no way related to the disappointing performance of the team this season. We were already discussing 2015 and looking forward to getting the Rangers back to postseason contention."
Anybody know what the personal matter is?
We don't know yet. It's only speculation.
All right, speculate.
Speculation would be that he fell off the cocaine wagon. Which is...
I didn't know he was on it.
He admitted it to the team, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, and everyone thought at the time, oh, well, he'll end up getting fired. Well, they kept him, and then, of course, they had their postseason success. And that's the only thing I could think of, unless something else in the family, some of illness or something like that.
It sounds very sudden, whatever it was. If they were planning for the 2015 season, and then suddenly he resigns.
Right. And if it is a falling off the cocaine wagon thing, I couldn't blame him. I mean, if he had to watch that much crappy baseball all year that he has, it makes sense. I'm surprised he wasn't doing it in the dugout.
Surprised they weren't giving it to him.
That too.
Yeah, if you had a pretty good season after he admitted he'd been doing coke.
Yeah.
Hey, baseball.
I'd move the team to Bolivia.
Baseball could be superstitious, so who knows? I hope it's not that, but at the same time, I hope it's, you know, nothing.
Well, you always expect the worst when a press release is very cryptic.
Right.
Personal reasons off the field. It's got nothing to do with the Rangers. Maybe he and Chuck Morgan broke up.
They were together?
I think so.
Wow. I could easily see that being, you know, crushing. And one of them would have to leave, and, well, Chuck was here first.
I bet Chuck's crazy in bed.
Come here, Ron.
Ron Washington on deck.
Yeah, he is.
The batter's box.
Yeah. But yeah, obviously this is surprising. It's also shocking. It's also sad as a Rangers fan.
Is this really shocking? Nobody anywhere saw this coming.
No one knew this was coming.
And no, because no one blames him. Dan and I were talking about this before the show. No one could possibly blame him for the poor season the Rangers are having. We've had tons of injuries. I mean, it's just been
the Rangers. Ridiculous. The Rangers broke the single season record for most players used in a single season. They also
they almost ran out.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, if they've gone through so many players, who do we got left?
If they didn't have a farm system, they'd have been out months ago.
Yeah, they ended up at one point, before I abandoned the season completely, replacing the guy who had replaced the guy at first base with a guy from AAA who had never, I think, maybe played two games at first in his entire major league career. I mean, that's how
so
shorthanded.
The guy they ended up with was like a third replacement?
Yeah, and was not a first baseman.
So it kind of becomes just almost like a skit.
You got a glove? All right, pick a base. Let's roll.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay, I didn't know. Since obviously I don't follow any of this, I didn't know if there were telltale signs or speculation. I'm like, if Jason Garrett, if it were in the news today that he was fired, how many people would truly be shocked?
Well,
you have telltale signs that would have led up to it. That didn't happen, but you go, all right, I can see that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that. Although it would stand out if Jerry Jones fired Garrett a few days before the first game, but yeah.
U.S., obviously this is breaking. I heard it at 2:50 on KRLD.
Yeah, it happened.
And I went to print the story out for you,
mm-hmm.
and there was nothing online at that point under news. So that's how quickly the story came out. USA Today has it now. Yeah, I mean, they put it. The story you have was like two sentences long. Ron Washington resigned due to personal reasons off the field. Press conference at 3:30. USA has more, but it's just filler.
Yeah. Another part of the statement from Ron Washington: I deeply regret that I've let down the Rangers organization and our great fans. Over the past 8 seasons, it's been a privilege to be part of some of the best years in club history, and I will always be grateful for the opportunities I've had here and for the great management, players, and coaches who have made our time here a success.
Let down.
And that's the part that everyone's focusing on.
Maybe he just means the past season.
He could.
All right, what do you glean from it, Counselor?
Well, as I said, I don't think anyone could rightfully blame him for this season. So I would take let down as meaning some perceived personal failure on his part, whatever that is. But I'm just speculating, of course.
Well, that's what we're good at.
Mm-hmm. We're not big on fact-finding.
Awesome.
We just throw some stuff out there, and then we see what sticks.
Yeah, if fact want to come in a room and visit, we may talk to it.
But it's not invited.
No, sometimes we'll block it. Okay, that's about it. We'll just wait for the press conference. Well, you don't want it to be... First of all, you don't want to take bets. Oh, I bet it's, you know, he's back on the marching powder.
Right.
He was just so likable, nobody really had anything untoward to say about him.
No, that's part of the reason why he was such a great manager. Is he had guys on the team that would run through walls for him if he asked. And that's one of his biggest legacies as a manager is the players loved him. And we're talking about some players that sometimes kind of seem like they didn't care about much, like a Josh Hamilton. But a couple of times Ron Washington got on his ass and Josh Hamilton was like, oh, okay. So then the players respond to it.
What were you going to say, Eric?
Well, you know, he's the winningest manager in the history of the team. He's taken them to 2 World Series. I don't know that any manager's had a longer tenure, have they, Dan?
Not that I can recall.
I just find it very disappointing.
Maybe he's going to get a rug.
You think he resigned for that?
I don't know. Obviously, he hadn't had enough time to go get one.
Well, he's got the hat. You know, most of the time he's wearing the hat.
I know, but then he takes it off, and you expect him to start twisting balloons into animals. It's Friday. Where's Kenzie?
Kenzie is stuck on traffic on I-30 right now.
Is she really?
She is really. I double-checked.
How'd you double-check?
I got on the traffic service.
Yeah, it was funny. Alfie goes, you can't fool a traffic guy. Sure enough.
So you don't trust her?
I'm not saying I don't trust her, but
well,
I just,
why would you go and check and see if there was a backup on 30 if you didn't trust her?
I'd like to see how bad it was.
And?
It's pretty damn bad.
Okay.
Wow. That's really telling, Alfie.
And if she's listening right now, you probably just hurt her feelings.
Mm-hmm. So now not only is she stuck in traffic, she's crying while stuck in traffic.
Because of you, Alfie.
I'm not trying to hurt her feelings. I just wanted to see how long she would be in the mess. Yeah.
You're not trying to hurt her feelings. It just comes naturally.
Right. I'm afraid to see what you would do if you did try.
I think with Alfie, it's just a bonus. I know she's excited because what do we call it? The game. It was a big dumbass.
Ooh.
She was excited to play that because we gave her the concept of, we ask you a question, all you got to do is get it wrong.
And she immediately perked up.
After the show, she's talking to Alfie and Chloe. She goes, I don't even have to study for this. I got this one down.
Yes, it's perfect.
This is going to be my time in the sun. I'm going to shine. I bet she locks up and vomits.
Starts getting everything right.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden.
Well, especially if you've only got like a second or two to respond. Al Brumley, who used to write for the Morning News and then later went on to die, loved this game.
What makes that funnier to me is the fact that I know Al heard that and is also laughing and just fell off his cloud.
Brumley loves us. I printed out some questions, too. I know you guys had some. Yeah, I don't want to read the questions. I want to give, like, some examples before we get started. but I don't want to do the ones at Quincy. Quincy.
Do you leave your stuff in your office?
I don't know. I got 50 pages of nothing. Alfie, is there anything on my printer?
There's nothing on your printer. There's a pile of stuff right here, though.
Let me see it. Through the window!
Through the wall.
Yeah, bring it to me.
What?
Nothing.
God, he is so slow.
Well, those are,
thank you.
They're heavy doors.
That ain't it. That ain't it. Well, then I guess it just ran off.
So you mean your bit has legs?
Shut up, Dan.
Sorry.
I'll find it later. Stupid show. Got verklempt. Ron Washington quits. Is this effective immediately?
If it's a resignation, I would imagine so.
And yeah, the they've appointed an interim manager, have they not, Dan?
They have. I forgot. Who was it, Alfie, that they appointed?
I do not remember right offhand.
Okay. Well, they have an interim manager, so they've already got that at least figured out going forward. Although this would actually fix the Mike Maddox issue, Everett.
Yeah.
Because he's wanting a manager job. And hey, one just happened to open up.
He'd be perfect.
Who's Mike Maddox?
He's our pitching coach. He's quite good.
Yes, we like him very much.
All right. Thank you guys for filling airtime. This is really getting on my freaking nerves.
Do you remember the last time you saw it?
What did you eat, Dan?
I'm actually trying to help.
I found it. All right.
Yay.
We'll run through. Everett, have you ever played this?
I don't know that I have.
Okay. Obviously, you got the premise.
Yes.
But you have to. It's kind of hard to explain. You can't just throw out random words to get it wrong. It's got to be somehow related to the question. That makes sense.
That makes sense. Like, in other words, yeah, you can't just answer everything with frog.
Or
Rumpel. Rumpelstiltskin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Name a sport with caps.
Are you asking me?
Time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, looking at you.
Well, you said Dan.
I'm looking at you.
Well, you confused me. You said Dan, let's try it.
Name a sport with caps.
Bobsled.
Time. Name a mammal that flies.
Sloths.
Okay. Name a city in Oklahoma.
Normal.
Sorry, Ty doesn't go to the runner. Other than gas, what can you buy at a gas station?
Methane.
Probably can. Mm. The answer you'd be looking for would be gas. You have to get it wrong.
Oh.
Gotcha.
I see. Okay. Good I got thing. It.
Name a car other than Hyundai.
Hyundai.
All right. Name something made of gold.
Gold. I mean, not... Yeah. Wow, it's hard.
Yeah.
You got cocky.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
All right, Alfie, sat on traffic for a second. Pull up this press conference about Ron Washington.
Off the field matter. And out of respect for Wash's privacy, and we're going to leave any comment on the details of what that situation is for him to address if and when and how he chooses. This has been a difficult season for the team on the field for a variety of reasons. But it was very clear throughout the organization.
I got a feeling this press conference isn't going to have any more details than the breaking news from 45 minutes ago.
No, it's John Daniels, the GM. He just said we're not going to say it. We'll let Ron say it. So there's no point in really listening. Unless he somehow slips.
Is Ron planning on?
First and foremost, with
I don't know. He's not sitting there.
I've made. I think that's where the accountability starts. But that's not what this decision, this outcome is about. It's not an on-field matter. And while we're disappointed, we accept Ron's decision and are grateful to him, again, personally and professionally, for his contributions to the organization and the community and what has been really a record-setting and historic eight-year run as manager of the club. A lot of firsts, a lot of records, a lot of tremendous moments that we stood.
I think it's kind of odd right now. I mean, Fox 4 is carrying this press conference.
And, yeah.
Very, very grateful and thankful for all those things. Open it up.
To what? Going to answer questions about what?
They're going to ask. So what is the off-the-field matter? We're not going to answer that. We're going to let Ron address that in his own time and place.
JD, when did you the timeline on this happen?
Recently. Ultimately, a decision was finalized this morning, but we were made aware of the situation recently.
All right, this is going to make my scrotum explode. 3:33, check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Whataburger. Let's start off in Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, just before MacArthur. Got a stalled vehicle there, blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back to 360. Let's move into Lake Worth, westbound Loop 820, between Jacksboro Highway and White Settlement Road. Road construction there has that left lane shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Hazel Avenue. Moving into Denton, southbound I-35E, right at South Loop 288. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the 35E-35W split. And finally, in that kind of Allen, Plano, Frisco kind of area, northbound 121 just before Custer, got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. That one has traffic backed up back from Coit Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Clear skies tonight, 77 for the low again. Then tomorrow, chance for some afternoon storms and a high of only 94. Right now, 93 at 97.1 the Eagle.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Alfie, is Kenzie okay?
She seems to be all right.
What happened?
She got into a small wreck.
She run into somebody?
Yeah, she did.
Rear end?
Yep.
Dope. Hold on.
Was that before or after your hurtful comments toward her?
I didn't hurt her.
Was it before or after your hurtful comments?
I don't know.
I have a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She didn't mention it before.
Yeah, that would have been the first thing had she... Yeah, you're right. Wow. So, is she not coming in?
No, she is. She's on her way in right now.
Well, how bad of a wreck was it?
I don't want to say it because it's one of your pet peeves.
You can't tell me how bad the wreck is?
It was a minor wreck, but her front fender is bent.
Attaboy.
You realize those can also be called dents or just minor damage. Car is operable.
She's all right. She's just shaken up a little bit.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can't stand that. All traffic services. Oh, I got a fender bender. Come on. Think, really? It's just irritating as F.
Is it because it rhymes that you don't like it?
It's just something that they think is cute. I hate that, and I hate out and about. Suck my... And instead of trying to think of maybe a different way to approach it, steals all the, well, if you're out and about today... I'm not going anywhere now. I don't even know what that means. I know what out means, but what is about? About what?
The town.
Well, how can I be about the town?
You're out.
There is no town. I can't be about the town if I don't know what.
You can be out.
I can.
But not
but about what?
About the town. That means about it. You're around it.
Yeah, out, you could just be in one spot. If you're about, you're going all over, man.
You're happening.
Is that what that means? About.
Of course, you can't be about if you're not out.
I understand.
Goes without saying.
Well, you can be out, but you don't have to be about.
Yeah. No.
If you're about, then you absolutely have to go out.
That's right.
But don't try to be about without being out.
I understand, because if you do it in the wrong order, you can be in and about.
Mm-hmm.
That's tedious, though.
Do you want any more of these dumbass questions?
I don't know. Sure.
I think we're on a roll. Let's keep up.
Are you starting to get the hang of it?
Yeah, yeah. I got the idea.
All right. Let's see if I got any extras. Oh, they wrote those for Kinsey. All right. Just leave this. Okay. Where's the music? We did that one. Name a tollway.
Interstate 30.
Yeah, it was way too long.
How much time do I have?
A second.
I have 1 second.
Name a sport with orange balls.
Baseball.
Okay. Name a song by Tony Orlando.
Trapped Under Ice.
What's the color of blacktop?
Red.
Name a river in Texas.
Mississippi.
Name a profession with guns.
Lawyering.
What?
Lawyering. Oh. I have to try to say it super fast. I mean,
is that the official term for your profession?
It is when you've got 8/100ths of a second to say it in.
Name a local sports team.
The Nashville Benders.
Okay. You stalling mug.
That's good.
Yeah.
You think if I ask these questions for Kenzie, she's going to memorize the non-answers?
I think she's probably so shaken up that, and crying still from Alfie's hurtful words.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'll give you one. It'll be the last one, then we'll start news. Because this one, even though we've been playing this game since like 2001, this one always throws everybody off.
Oh, no.
Name a non-secular holiday.
St. Patrick's Day.
Dick. That's right. Non-secular means religious. And so name a religious holiday. So St. Patrick's Day is not religious.
Yes, it is.
Nah, not really.
Well, it's not a day
Saint
off.
St. Patrick's made up.
No, it's not.
A patron saint of what? Patrick's?
No, that's a real day.
It's not a holiday. We don't take off for St. Patrick's Day. It's not recognized by the U.S. government.
Well, the U.S. it's not, but...
It's not a holiday.
I'm okay.
But that one's always a mind F. Okay, wait. Non-secular. That means religious. So name religious holiday. And they got to get this wrong.
Yeah, the other night when we were drinking, we never got it.
Yeah, we got, okay, so the answer is like Christmas. No. No. Well, yeah, no. All right, this guy, all right, get away. Labor Day. Then we'd stop looking at each other.
Is that right?
Okay, name a non-secular.
I'm not drinking till I get this right.
Yeah. We pushed all the whiskey aside. Nobody touch anything till we figure this the f*** out.
That was a rough night.
I got some other stuff we can play if you want to just screw around for a while.
Like what? I mean, I got some stuff too, but...
Urban Jeopardy?
That sounds promising.
Sure.
Let's throw just a couple out.
Okay.
Who's playing?
Everybody could play.
Okay.
I'll give you the answer. You'll have to give me the slang of what that is.
Okay.
Got it?
Got it.
You get it in a second. The answer is... It's a black person acting white.
Everett.
Everett?
Uncle Tom.
I'll take that. I would have also taken Blonky and Afro-Saxon.
Ah.
The answer is to shoot someone.
Everett.
Everett?
Bust a cap.
Yes. Also would have accepted air someone's ass out.
Hmm.
The answer is a fast food visual reference to a woman's clam after a rigorous whoopee.
Dan?
Dan.
What is roast beef?
Taking that and Arby's.
Yes!
I didn't want to give him
a plug?
Yeah, I was just going just general.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I got one.
You want to play some more?
Yeah.
Okay. It means to inquire.
Alfie? Axe.
Yes. Damn, sorry. Form of a question. Dan.
What is axe?
Yes.
Is that complete?
Yes.
Because I would think axe a question.
Axe. It's a joint and a 40-ounce bottle of malt liquor. Yes, Dan.
What is that? As in, let me hit that?
No.
Oh, damn it.
What is a B40? B40. It's the abbreviation for big old bitch.
What is B-O-B?
Yes. Everybody had that quiz look.
Well, I think...
Did you just tell me the answer?
Well, I think part of my problem is we didn't have much of a palate cleanse from dumbass.
Oh, yeah. So, you're right. So. Okay, that can't be that.
Yeah. Am I trying to get this right?
Yeah, exactly. Ugh.
And the answer is a man who fathers a child but isn't married to the mother.
Chloe. What is a baby's daddy?
Yep. The answer is it means to request doggy style.
Chloe.
Go ahead.
What is hit it, flip it, turn it around?
Yes. Nice. Also would have taken back that ass up.
Oh.
It means leave me alone.
Alfie. What is step off?
Yep. Also would have taken be up off me. The slang for $100 bills.
Chloe. What is Benjamin?
Yes. The answer is it's known as a sucker punch to the nose. Booger hook. What is a booger hook?
Okay.
I didn't know that.
That's a new one for me.
Yeah, me too. I like that.
I like this. This is now turning educational.
Yes.
All right. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm. The old booger hook.
Yeah.
It means to get someone's phone number.
Alfie. What is get them digits?
Yes. Also would have accepted break me off some math. It's a reference to someone who smokes a lot of pot. Buddha monk. What is a Buddha monk?
Oh.
Slang for currency.
Chloe. What is Skrilla?
Yes. Also would have taken cheddar. It's a woman who will perform oral for illegal narcotics.
Everett. What is a hoe?
No. More specific.
Everett. What is a crack hoe?
What is a chicken head given bitch?
Learning a lot today.
Yeah.
And the answer is, it's slang for a male's member with doo-doo on it. Dan?
What is it, dirty helmet?
Okay. I was looking for a chili dong. As a chili dong.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Only a few left. We need a break, right?
Yeah.
It's slang for a plus size woman's privates. Dan.
What is a gunt?
No.
Gotcha.
What is chunky shrimp? It's a slang for a white neighborhood.
Chloe.
Chloe.
What is Cracker Hood.
Yes. More specifically, what is Cracker Box? Oh. It's to ask for a favor. What is do me a solid? This is to ask if you're serious.
Alfie, what is full rizzle?
Close.
Oh.
Float.
For real? Though?
Closer.
Everett. What is faux sizzle?
What is faux rilla? Oh. It means to leave. Dan?
What is out? I'm out.
All right. I was looking for get ghost.
Oh, that's good too.
It's a lunch item containing bread and assorted meat and vegetable fillings. What is a sandwich? Sandwich.
Got it.
It's the act of striking a person in the face with an open hand or a pistol.
Everett,
go ahead.
What is bitch slap?
Nope. Is that where you were going to go, Dan?
Yeah,
throw a profession in.
I was going to say, what is a pimp slap?
That's it.
All right, yeah.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Straight up 4 o'clock. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagle Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Starting off on Grand Prairie, eastbound I-30, just before MacArthur. So got that accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic's completely stopped back from the bush, about a half hour delay through it. Into Denton, southbound I-35, right at South Loop 288. Got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic there is backed up back in the 35E35W split. And in Collin County, right on the Allen Plano Frisco area. Northbound 121, just before Custer, got an accident blocking the two left lanes. That has traffic backed up back from Coit Road. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Shut up. Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Clear tonight, 77 for a low. Tomorrow, a chance for some afternoon storms and a high of 94. Right now, 95 degrees. But 97.1 to Eagle.
Do, and do. Prove it.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Are you in heat?
No.
She comes in, instead of really talking about the wreck, she just comes in and goes, "Oh, this super hot Marine stopped and helped me."
I think he was a Marine. I think.
Everett, were you?
Yeah.
Were you the one that said Everett?
Yeah.
Did you have sex with him? I wish.
It was one of the first things, you're right, she said. She's like, this Marine came over and kicked the cars and separated him with one blow.
That is not the first
thing. He's like Super Marine. He come up and kicked it, and I just went, hoorah. Then I let into anal.
What?
At least, I think he was a Marine. He might have been a blacksmith.
I wasn't really sure. He was either a Marine, a blacksmith, or a chinna sweep.
He looked like a Marine. I'm not sure, though.
You mean his clothes or his haircut, his demeanor?
Haircut, his clothes, his demeanor. He just looked like either a police officer, Marine, or Navy. Just something. He was something.
Was he wearing a uniform?
He had on a hat that said something, but I didn't know what it said. But you know how Marines
All
just...
I know is it's like a super hot hat on a super hot head. And then I slipped on the way back to my car because my said, like, what?
Oh, my gosh. No. No.
It looked like a slug had been running around all over the freeway.
Oh,
jeez.
Oh, my God.
Well, at least now we have an idea of what caused the wreck.
So gross.
It just made me so hot. I had to pour salt all over my clam just to get it to dry. So how much damage to your car? You rear-ended somebody. I got that earlier.
Yeah, it's very bad. There's a part of my front bumper is completely gone and in my trunk right now. A part of the bumper.
How did you hit him?
I was. I don't know. I was not going that fast. What happened? We were stuck in traffic and we were going off from the service road through the grass. The truck went. Then I followed the truck and I was paying attention to the fast cars on the service road.
You're not
and
getting
ran
away
into the truck.
Not getting away from me just by driving off the freeway.
But get that, Marine.
All right. So all the traffic stopped. So everybody started peeling off the road to keep from hitting the traffic in front of them.
Yes, and it wasn't the Marine I hit. It was another guy.
Oh, good.
The Marine pulled over when he saw what happened.
He saw a little blonde damsel in distress. Time to put on my hot Marine outfit.
Tell her I'm a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
She looks stupid. Let's see which one will probably work here. Damn, I just took back the SpongeBob outfit. All right, so you had the truck in front of you, and he had a great big trailer hitch, and that went through your bumper.
I mean, yeah, yes, yes.
To the point where you guys could, after she dried up between her legs, mm-hmm. She finished the story. It was wedged in so hard, the guy in the truck tried to pull forward, and I tried to go in reverse just to see if we could dislodge the vehicles, and couldn't. Then the Semper Fi guy walks up.
Yeah.
Just grabs that hammer, just starts pounding on the trailer hitch. On the trailer hitch.
Yeah, okay.
And then kicks my car. The trailer hitch.
I got it. He's beating on the trailer hitch.
The trailer.
He's just pounding away.
On the trailer hitch.
I got it. Separated the two cars. Do you get his number?
No.
You give him yours?
No.
Somebody saved you a lot of time. Had you guys not gotten the vehicles apart, I had to call a tow truck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shook his hand a million times, and then when I pulled up next to him at the red light after we were done, I rolled down my window and thanked
him again.
Stuck
your ass out?
Yes.
Has some.
Uh-huh. This is one of those missed connections kind of things now.
Yeah.
How old do you think he was?
Oh, early 30s, late 20s.
Never. Ring on his finger? Did he seem married like he seemed like a Marine?
I didn't notice a ring. I didn't look at his hands, though. God,
yeah.
Wait.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know whether to get jealous or not.
I'm happy for her.
I'm not. I don't like her looking at other people.
Well, it's hard to argue when she just, it's not like she planned it. This guy.
The super hot Marine. All I know is he came up and all of a sudden my goes, whoosh. You look like the spillway at White Rock.
Oh, man.
And it wasn't just Marine or good-looking Marine. It was the super hot Marine.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't handsome or any of the classic things. No, super hot.
It was like a gorgeous gummer. I had to have some. You didn't give me any money?
I didn't. I don't have any money.
Well, that's usually how those videos start.
I had Sour Patch Kids, but...
Oh, yeah, Sound Patch Kid?
Sour Patch Kids, but that's all I had.
Well, sometimes you got to provide services.
No.
Oh, like now you're offended.
Yeah. Who's the one after Everett said, did you have sex with him? I wish.
That was off air.
No.
Right. And I was kidding.
No.
Yes, I don't just sleep with random people just because they do me a nice favor.
No,
he's not
but
random. He served the U.S. military.
Yeah. I don't know if he's a Marine for sure.
Well, he's super hot.
He looked like one, though.
And super hot, so.
He seemed like something.
Have any tattoos?
No.
So just out of curiosity, what do you look like? Because I'm trying to figure out what Kenzie's look is. We already know it's somebody that looks like Billy the Kid. Because she's got the hots for him. Because
yeah.
She's walking around dragging her... Her slunt. Slug?
Mm-hmm.
Dragging it. It doesn't drag.
It does when it's wet.
That's... No!
So, Billy the Kid I got. What'd the Marine look like?
Just average. Short hair. Muscular. Not like super buff, but not like super skinny. Tall.
What color hair?
Brown.
Mustache?
No, but I also have the hots for Rob Zombie, so that's I don't have a type. It's random.
Is that Rob Zombie with or without the dreadlocks?
With.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You like the dreadlocks?
Oh, yeah, and mohawks.
White guy dreadlocks, man, that's...
Oh, man.
That's tough.
What about Tonto?
No.
What's Tonto?
What's Tonto?
Who's Tonto?
Don't worry about it.
What is Tonto?
All I know is that Pontiac symbol really makes me horny. All right. What audio? Yeah. Unless you want to get to news.
Let's see. I've got. Let's go number five. Cut number five. This is an audio of a gentleman named Chris Peterson. He had to resign this week from his job as the athletic director at the University of Little Rock after he got caught talking on a live mic about someone's mom at a soccer game.
Remember her mom was here a few years ago?
Yeah, her mom came for freshman.
That's not even borderline off mic.
No.
Remember her mom was here a few years ago?
Yeah, her mom came for freshman.
Yeah. Remember her, Pete?
I do.
Remember what?
You remember her, Pete?
Her what?
Her, Pete. The guy's named Pete. Do you remember her, Pete?
Oh.
They're sitting back. They're sitting in the press box watching the women's soccer game at school, and then they're talking about a player, and that led to talking about her mom.
We like, well, you know what I mean, like a curvier version of her, and like much curvier.
Years old, yeah.
Yeah. She had her hanging out, too. Remember that?
She had her hanging out or her hanging out?
Yeah, that.
He's talking about his mom and her hanging out?
He's talking about one of the players' moms that they met a while back.
All right, I'm not playing the rest of this. Too confusing. Audio's bad, and I have no idea what they're saying. But he resigned after saying whatever he said?
Yes.
Okay. What else you got?
I've also got cut six. Two women were attacked by a great white off the coast of Massachusetts on Wednesday.
The ones that were in a kayak?
Yeah. They were kayaking, and it came up and bit one of the kayaks. Now, this is a combination of a 911 call and them being interviewed by the local news station.
It was a seal?
No, there's something in the water.
Yeah, it was a f***ing seal. I always call 911 because of f***ing seals. All of a sudden this animal comes up, got a ball in his nose, I freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they? Unless he was just trying to clarify, just make sure she didn't wig out over the wrong thing.
Right.
But I don't think most seals jump up in your boat and bite you.
No, and this girl seemed pretty clear as to what it was.
It was a seal?
No, there's something in the water.
Okay.
There's a f***ing great white.
I saw at least 4 feet of its head. 4 feet of it came up out of the water. She was sinking and I was flipped over holding onto the bottom of the kayak and...
I don't know why I get goosebumps over that. Because I've never... And Kenzie, paranoia, phobia with spiders.
Right.
Kenzie's is sharks. Kenzie's actually makes sense. Why would you... But she doesn't even like looking at them.
Not TV, not magazines. I freak out. Like, I'm having, like, chest issues right now.
Just thinking about like, this scenario.
Like she was cleaning the house one weekend. I'm watching Jaws. Can you turn that off? Oh, wait, that's the mechanical shark. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah, and you can watch Jaws. You don't see the shark for, like, half the movie.
4 feet of it came up out of the water. She was sinking, and I was flipped over, holding onto the bottom of the kayak, and... This Tom, I don't know his last name, he came in.
Super hot Tom. Probably a Marine.
Yeah, he's everywhere.
To the bottom of the kayak.
All right, chimney sweep.
And I was flipped over holding onto the bottom of the kayak. And this Tom, I don't know his last name, he came in. He kayaked out to us and called 911.
They're with their boats, they're cold, they're scared. I'm in a kayak, I'm with them.
Please, I'm floating away. Please, I'm scared.
Where were they kayaking?
It's off the coast of Massachusetts, which, by the way, had they bothered to watch Shark Week at all, it's been a new hotbed for increased great white activity.
Where is Amityville?
It's up in that area.
Okay.
Northeastern coast.
Just the fact, the movie. I mean, that doesn't mean there's sharks there, but Spielberg picked that area.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough to scare me.
Yes. Jaws is, you know, it's semi-real, and it's very, very loosely based on something that happened back in like the 20s or 30s, but in that general area. Sharks are, that's where some of them go.
Well, how do you?
And here's the other problem. These girls So there's warnings in this area all the time about sharks. They also know that the great whites have been, you know, surging in the area, and they were kayaking towards a whole pod of seals.
Which they normally attract sharks?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's their favorite food.
I didn't know that.
Imagine if you, Russ, were a great white.
Are seals sort of docile?
Well, they're docile. They're easy prey.
Well, some of the documentary stuff I read when I was watching about dolphins protecting humans.
Yes.
Sharks don't really, their first choice is not a human because humans like to fight back. Sharks are kind of like, you know, lazy eaters.
Well, they're opportunistic.
If it puts up a lot of fights, I'm not eating that.
Yeah, they don't want it. Now, what it is I've seen diagrams of it, and it makes a lot of sense. The way a great white hits is directly from the bottom going straight up. So when they look up, what they see is a shadow. And in that shadow, a surfer on a surfboard.
Looks like a seal.
Exactly. Or in a kayak. There was actually...
But if you're going to go in an area where you think sharks, even a chance of one shark, one day a year.
Yeah.
Possibly carry a gun, a spear gun, take Quint with you. Maybe you get a bigger kayak.
Yeah, that would help, yeah. If you want to Google image this real quick, there, I think it was last year in the same journal area up in the Northeast, there was a man in a kayak, and at first I thought the photo was Photoshop, but it was real, with a great white shark stalking him from behind. So it's just like out of the movie. You see this guy in a red kayak.
And what do you want me to Google?
Kayak, shark.
Kayak with a K?
Yes. and stalk, maybe.
Stalk.
So you got the
shark, man.
So this guy's in the kayak and he's looking over his shoulder as he sees this massive great white fin, dorsal fin, just coming right up behind him.
Uh-uh. Wow.
Uh-uh. Is this the picture?
No. But
that's a guy in a kayak with a great big shark coming up his ass.
Hey, it's similar.
It's very similar.
That's the biggest reason I don't like to get in the ocean. I won't even get in Lake Louisville. I don't know why I keep pointing to that. Lake Louisville, Joe Pool, your mama's pool, White Rock. I'm not getting in the water.
Well, I think it's Louisville because that's the one you usually hear about the most.
So what happened with the guy in the kayak and the stalking shark?
It eventually left him alone, but it was just one of those. It was just the photo was just so freaky to people. And the guy was even, he was interviewed on the news and everything, and they even mentioned it on Shark Week. It's like, this is how we know to come back to this area to look for sharks again because they weren't there for a while. Now they're back. The seals are back, so the sharks are back. And I would think if you're a parent of one of these girls, they were like older teenager, I think, should tell them, let's have some basic shark safety tips.
Is this a picture? This is a guy on something.
No, but it's...
it shows a lot of with sharks and people on the internet. Just that in itself.
Yeah.
Google sharks, people. That's enough. Water's always involved. I'm not getting in the water.
Yeah. That's a great one, though. Yeah, because you have the shadow of the shark in the wave as it's coming in. That's freaky.
Yeah, this guy looks like he's surfboarding. It's the shots. It's comped weird, so it's hard to tell. But it looks like the shark is in the body of the wave coming in.
Mm-hmm.
So you see its complete silhouette.
And the man just sitting on his board staring at it.
Man, I ain't catching this one.
I'm going to wait for the next one.
I hate anything. Shark, jellyfish, stingrays, manta rays. Just anything that can get at you in the ocean. And with Louisville, since everybody likes to take all their crap and dump it out there, you don't know what's swimming around.
I even saw a video, I think it was a couple of weeks ago, there was a video going viral of a grouper, just a big, one of the king-size grouper fish, eating a shark whole. Because these big grouper fish can be massive. And I've seen scuba divers swimming next to them, and I'm thinking, that's probably not a good idea.
But scuba divers almost never get hit.
Did he say scuba divers?
I may have.
You may have.
All right, go ahead, Mushmouth. Haba.
Scuba divers. Rarely get hit by sharks, but they don't, though. They usually don't get any problems with sharks for whatever reason.
Are you sure? Dan, wasn't there a story one time about tarantulas that were able to swim and actually would attach themselves to sharks?
Yes.
Jeez.
Really?
I don't know why you people are laughing. It's kind of a serious thing.
Oh. Dan sent me a picture today of a tarantula that looked like it was the size of a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't bother opening up the file because I didn't want to see it.
You should have. It
said something about tarantula mutated dog thingy. Chloe!
Yeah, I mean, it was running around scaring people.
Then Dan comes into my studio. Hey, did you watch the video? I went, no.
You need to watch it.
I don't want to watch some type of mutated tarantula dog thingy. Really?
People have been trying to send that to me. I'm not opening it.
I only send stuff to me. Mm. Print this out. Give it to Chloe. Yeah. He'll wig out. I'm not opening it. Mm-mm. And I'm not certainly not going to open it and print it out. Mm. You want him to see it? You send it to him. I don't want to see it either. I don't wig out as badly as Chloe.
No. Because clearly you don't. I mean, you may get a little wigged out. Your hair
Well, obviously,
up,
you know what? Maybe I'm as bad as Chloe. Because there was a tarantula in the middle of my street, and instead of driving over it, I backed up and went the other way around the block.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I didn't. And I really don't know why. Short of I thought, well, maybe it's going to crawl up in my undercarriage. Mm-hmm. And then when I get out.
That's when it gets your Achilles. And then pulls you underneath their car. Mm-hmm. Like that girl out of Taken.
That's just. I still don't know why I backed up and went around. This is I don't have anything to do with this. This is like tarantinado, tarantula.
I guess I'm with you. Tarantula.
Well, it's not as good as Sharknado.
Well, I mean, obviously the king is already taken, but
oh Jesus Christ.
Tornado. No, that sounds like a old Buick.
It sounds like something my great grandfather would have driven.
I don't know. It's a tornado or a tarantula car. I'm not really sure. So, what was the story with the mutated dog tarantula thing?
The actual story was someone took their dog, it was like a standard dachshund. Size dog, and they put the spider costume on the dog.
All right.
And then they just...
Because it's hard to tell in the thumbnail that you sent. The files that you send are kind of odd. It's got the story, and it's got a thumbnail, so it's kind of all informative. If I want to look at it, I know look at it.
Right, yeah, my email...
But I didn't...
Yeah, my email updated to where it'll send you like a thumbnail picture type deal. But yeah, it's this guy, he puts his dachshund in the... It's a black dachshund in the tarantula spider costume. And then he would just set a scene up and prank people. One of my favorites was...
So they let the dog come running out?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's why I asked if you had watched it yet.
I still thought it was some type of mutated dog spider thing.
My favorite one was there's like four different pranks. The second one where these two girls are walking up to an elevator next to a parking garage. And then they show really quick as they're waiting for the elevator, they show an aerial shot inside the elevator. And it's the spider dog who's just on... Who's sitting on the chest of its owner, I assume, and just licking his face. But the guy is presented in as if he's dead. So when the elevator doors open, the girls see this dog, spider, licking this dead man, and they just haul ass running. They just take off. They scream like they're in the middle of a horror movie, yeah. And they just bolt.
And then it chased us down the hall. Luckily, we were able to get away because I'm not sure, but I think the spider had worms. Because he was dragging his ass across the carpet and then stopped to lick his spider penis.
And the best one was one that was in like a underground train or subway area. And
all right. Is the audio decent on it?
That's the problem. That's why the audio doesn't do you anything because it's like music and then it just makes like a little snarling noise when the spider dog comes out to get people. It's mostly visual.
It's a pretty convincing costume.
When it's dark, it damn sure is. Or as one guy found out, if you walk into the subway platform and you see body parts look like they're being hung from a spider web, and then the spider comes out to get you, you don't ask questions, you just run. And then, unfortunately, you go up the stairs where they've put more fake spider web, and the spider comes up the stairs after. That dude is just freaking out, losing his mind.
A-hole.
I couldn't really tell. It kind of looked like a friendly spotter because his tail was wagging.
Exactly. But again, if you happen upon that scene and you're not prepared for it.
Yeah, I'm not stopping to go, hey.
Yeah.
Are we late? We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
434, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy. This is KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. We'll start off in Mesquite, southbound 635, right at Military Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from La Prada. In Denton, southbound I-35E, right at McCormick. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35E-35W split. And in Lake Worth, westbound Loop 820, between Jacksboro Highway and White Settlement Road, the road construction there still has the two left lanes shut down. Traffic is backed up back from Old Decatur Road. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Chevron with Techron. Clear tonight, 77 for the low tomorrow. Definitely we'll have some sunshine, but there is a possibility of some afternoon storms. We have a high, though, of only 94. Right now it's 95 at 97.1 the Eagle.
I can take a like a Spartan.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Get back, mom. You don't know me like that.
Get back, mom. You don't know me like that.
Woo! All right, I know you're going to ask, so I'll go ahead and say. This week or last week, we're talking about Dan Lewis. One of the listeners tracked him down to, he's back in Parrish, Texas.
Oh, okay. Good.
So we played Dan's demo tape that he did for WRR.
Right.
Played your version of Dan, your impersonation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just pulled a soundbite.
Completely out of context.
But that's really a line for the ages. Mm. I can take a like a Spartan.
And historically accurate.
Where Dan is concerned.
Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only downside to all of this.
I know.
You always have to say Dan Lewis.
I want to make sure there's no misunderstanding.
So what's he doing in Parrish, Texas?
Mornings at, I think it's like the Hot FM.
Yep.
Hot 98. Something.
Well, it's something that's hot in East Texas.
Oh, I got. Now this is his demo from. He was still working at K-Bus. Did you ever hear that?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard anything bad before?
Yes, I've heard bad things.
Then you've heard this.
You can't fix stupid, so we gave it a morning show. Dan Lewis, weekday mornings on K-Bus.
Wait, what?
Molly Hatchett on the classic rock station K-Bus. Good morning, Dan Lewis here. It is 8:21, overcast and 74 degrees, and it's that time of morning where we play your Burger King Bass Ackwards hit of the day, brought to you, of course, by Burger King.
The only morning show.
He left our show in, I think, 04. Seems to be.
Yeah, about 10 years. 10
years.
Yeah.
Delivery still hasn't changed in 10 years.
No.
And regardless of if you've got talent for anything or not, as you do it, you have to get better. It's just the process of man, humanity. You evolve a little bit.
Supposed to.
He just kind of got stuck right at the end of the evolution chart, as far as broadcasting goes.
He was happy in the middle.
You put him in the middle? You know, he's at the far left looking at the guy in front of him. Show off. I hate living in Don Davis's shadow. Thank you. I brought this up before. Everett, even though you love law.
Right.
Let's say you did it for 5-6 years and realized, okay, I can't make any money. I lose all my cases.
Right.
Wouldn't there be, it'd have an epiphany of maybe I need to do something else.
Sure.
Maybe this ain't my shtick.
Right.
Why do you think it's not flashed on Dan?
My guess. Right.
Thank you.
My guess? I think it's because he was on this show, and this show has always been very successful, and he, for whatever reason, attributes part of that success to himself.
Well, then we would have plummeted, failed as soon as he left.
That's why I added the qualifier, for whatever reason.
Okay.
And so I think he is trying to recapture that success elsewhere.
There'll be no salad days for him.
Well,
unless
no.
He actually just goes to the bus station and licks holes.
That's as close I can get to salad days as tossing one.
But he was on a top show for a number of years, and he, again, for whatever reason, thinks that he's a big part of that success.
Kenzie, can you back that camera off Everett a little bit?
A little too tight.
I feel like I'm in a surgery.
Really?
Well, I'm
looking
at
the size of the rest of our bodies and look at Everett's.
Oh, God. That's how
it was when I got here, I promise.
Well, you're the one that was late.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm still figuring myself with a side of 30 after this super hot Marine. Hoorah.
My mic's not even on.
Yeah, there's a reason. Yeah. What were you going to say, Everett?
I lost my train of thought.
That's okay. I think you've covered most of it.
Dan Lewis.
Yes, and his success.
Well, if a certain logical line of thinking, if you were able to achieve that of, well, I had something to do with the success of the show.
Right.
That's logical. Why is it now he's thinking illogically?
I think he thinks that it's just a matter of him finding the right spot. And he'll be able to recreate the success that he created for himself using your show as a vehicle.
Isn't it also possible that he just thinks he's the most entertaining person in the world and he's just waiting for the world to catch up to him?
That very well could be.
Well, Dan Lewis,
yes,
is about my age, and you're... Time's not going to wait. You're running out of time, Slick. And he got a late start in radio as far as going off on his own.
Right.
You're talking about mid-40s. Wants to do his overnight talk show. He's got a couple of guys. Found a couple of squirrels.
Who also had...
no experience.
Right.
Well, that's okay. I'll get a couple of guys that I found in a comic book store.
I will...
They'll be perfect. I will mold them.
Mm.
They will be my own cartoon characters. I will be Captain Marvel. No. You always end up drowning. You should be Aquaman. And things like that just fascinate me.
That's the only thing I can figure. He thinks, I've had this tremendous level of success before. If I can just find the right format, the right station, the right fill in the blank, I will be able to recreate.
But he's running out of markets. He goes from here to got pissed off at me because he couldn't get a job in Dallas-Fort Worth because, well, the association with the show. Nobody would know you if you had no association with a show. And nobody's going to hire you without any experience. So the only thing you really had to hang your big fat hat on is I was producer of the Russ Martin Show, even though you didn't do dick.
Amen to that.
Well, your big thing was keeping door jams spread apart. What?
Well, he also had that thing at Six Flags. Don't forget about...
Oh, Black Bart.
Yeah, Black Bart.
Yeah. And see, that one puts me in a quandary, too. Because he played Black Bart, who would come riding into the West Coast area. Not West Coast.
The Western.
Western set at Six Flags for the big gun shootout. He would do it on a pony. And then the guy that would do it on Dan's days off was Bill Bragg, who used to be the voice of Big Tex.
That's right.
So I don't know which one to hate more. So you don't know which one to root for.
It is. You're right. It is a quandary. That's where I think who was shooting at the Black Bart. That's my favorite. Whatever character that was.
My guess, just trying to be fair, my guess is Bill Bragg was a better Black Bart.
One thing's for sure, you don't want that job as something from which to launch your career.
It has not panned out well.
And that's not even launching your career. That was just. Well, first of all, it's still show business.
Yeah.
You're working at Six Flags. You're riding into town on a broom. That is a pony.
Stick pony.
That's a broom with a horse head on it.
I didn't know that.
Really?
I didn't know you rode in on a broom.
How did you not know? Yeah, it was a stick pony thing.
Well, I never went to the show, Dan.
Well, we've talked about it for years. I just figured at some point you would have heard it.
No,
I don't. And there was this big stink. I think Dan Lewis started it with Bill Bragg. Bill Bragg is a hack. He has no idea what the character of Black Bart really entails. He actually went on to say, people only come to Six Flags. Do I even have to finish that?
Nope.
All right.
Well, and that plays into exactly what I said about why he continues to try to find success in radio, because he thinks, I'm sure, that a lot of people listen to the Russ Martin Show because of him.
But to think that somebody would call up Six Flags and go, hey, in the Western Shootout, is it Bill Bragg or Dan Lewis today? And for Dan to think that, well, sales are going to decline because it's Bill Bragg Day.
And then eventually,
just to piss off Dan Lewis, I almost want to make Bill Bragg a part of this show, even though I can't stand it.
Wow.
And they both have tremendous, tremendous egos.
Yeah.
Bill Bragg, well, the day I stopped doing Big Tex died. No, I don't think so. I think he's back.
Mm-hmm. He's even got a new shirt.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Can't they dress him heterosexual?
The boots last year, to me, were kind of a miss.
They're always a miss because his jeans are tucked inside the boots.
Yeah, but you didn't see the boots last year. They looked like a...
Were they the curly-toed ones?
I wish, because I would love to see Big Tex on a night on the town over at
Escapade 2000.
That's it.
Howdy, vatos.
he goes upstairs.
I miss the boots.
The boots last year, it was sort of like, imagine like a like an heirloom quilt where it looks like a collage of different pieces sewed together. That's kind of what his boots looked like. They were like different things.
Chuck, what do they call those old jackets that were, you know, somebody would put together? Like your mama would make.
Patchwork?
No, it's got a word that goes along with it. Not kaleidoscope.
No.
No, Chuck, it's not a coat. It's made out of hair. That would be a hoe hair.
Mm. But I think that's how the boots were. It was like little different symbols of things of Texas. Like,
so it was almost like a cornucopia of colors.
Yeah.
And that's stupid.
And still, of
course. So what did he get this year?
I think the boots are back to brown, but now, and last year his shirt was white with red trim. Now the shirt is blue. So we got a new shirt.
But jeans still...
Tucked into the boots, I believe so.
I mean, obviously, you want to show the brand name of the boots.
Mm-hmm.
Who makes the boots? Is it?
I think it's Justin. Yeah,
that's. I think that's right.
And then Dickies does the shirt
pants
and the shirt.
Oh, man, that's certainly a big endorsement.
Yeah,
we make boots for Big Tex
mm-hmm.
and Don Davis. Don Davis's boots take us a little longer. A lot more material. And we have to accommodate for the four toes instead of five. Since he's not totally evolved.
Of course.
Alfie, what is line one? We got a break. I've wasted an entire segment.
He has a couple questions about former cast members of the show.
All right. Yes, Scott.
Yeah, I was wondering, you bash on Dan Lewis.
Can you get the question?
Why don't you bash on J.D. Ryan a little bit more? And whatever happened to Eddie Boyd?
Eddie Boyd works with Rob, our old producer now, setting up explosive tests to make sure that Rob's products work. And J.D., I don't know. I know he still does stuff for KRLD. And he's probably, I'm sure he's got a big infomercial in the making. There's always, JD's always on something.
Mm-hmm. And he's still got the Jesus in his heart.
I don't know what he's got.
Like, according to his Facebook, he does.
He said he loved Jesus?
A lot.
Why is it when you got nothing left in your life, you turn to religion? when your life is absolutely f-ing gone to hell. You got nothing. You got no job. You got no security. Well, you got no money. Your girlfriend left you. You email her in the middle of the night. Joey, come back to me. All of a sudden, he finds Jesus. Jesus ain't going to get you no poon. I got Jesus in my heart and vodka in my belly.
A lot of people find, I guess, good feelings, been trying to say, you know what? Take the wheel, Jesus.
He's all over the penitentiary.
JD or Jesus?
Jesus.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5 o'clock. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is an Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Papa John. Let's start off in Dallas, northbound on the tollway. Just before Walnut Hill, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic goes backed up back to Mockingbird. Be careful right there. Vehicles there are also blocking the right shoulder. Into Irving, northbound on the Bush, just after Northgate Drive, got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from 183. And finally in Mesquite, southbound 635, right at Military Parkway. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still backed up back from La Prada. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. No, I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by BMW Value Service. 77 for an overnight low with clear skies tonight. Then tomorrow, some afternoon storms are possible. We'll hit a high of only 94, though. Right now, it's 95 and 97.1 the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Help! Help! I'm losing my mind! Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Dan, you may have checked. I haven't. But I see all the local stations are still covering the Ron Washington thing.
Right.
I still got cash. They don't have any more information other than he resigned.
You would win that bet.
Okay, let's see. Pick one of the stations.
TV One.
Wishing the best, whatever it is.
That's one of the players,
Adrian Beltre.
I love him. And that, we're going to miss him.
Who was that, Dewey Groom?
That's Dewey Scruggs.
Oh. Was he the one who played the guitar or the banjo?
That was Earl.
Earl?
Earl Scruggs.
Have a search for a new manager after the season. That's the latest here from Globe Life Park in Arlington.
So they still have absolutely nothing.
No. The only thing that I've seen that was slightly new was maybe 10 minutes ago, Nui on Twitter actually posted, or I'm sorry, someone else. It was Jim Bowden from ESPN. He tweeted out, Gary Pettis just said in regards to Ron Washington, quote, we just hope he has a speedy recovery.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Again, I don't know why they're always cryptic with these releases. At a certain point, it's going to come out. It's going to be released. Why not just go ahead and end the speculation, because it's always going to be worse than what it really is. Maybe, that's what everybody's doing. Maybe Ron's got something... terminal. Whatever it is, Everett brought this up during one of the breaks. They've got how many games left in the season?
Less than 30. I want to say about 25.
Yeah.
So if it was something that he could, let's say he got stuck on coke again, go through rehab, get out of it.
Come back next year. Have somebody as an interim manager just for the rest of the season. But
whatever
resign.
It is, it's got to be serious enough to where he's thinking, there is no coming back.
Right. Either no coming back or... it's something where he just absolutely has to put all his attention on this one thing and has to get away from baseball in order to do it. And in a way, I see where he's coming from if he was to take that route of...
We're talking about Ron?
Ron Washington.
Okay.
Some would say I could probably still do the job in the offseason or come back to my job at the start of next season, just take care of whatever it is. But I feel it's better for the team and the organization that they have someone that can devote all their attention to it. Because it really, even though we assume manager of a baseball team is not just a during the season job. It's year round.
Not exactly the same, but kind of like a school teacher.
Yeah, in a way. Because
just because you have the summer off doesn't mean you have the summer off.
Right. Now, he obviously his schedule's different. He's not doing the same thing he does during the season, but he's still the manager of the team. But you're right.
I've never understood why they always do, regardless of what it is. It starts out cryptic. Everybody speculates.
Yeah.
A little bit's released. And the press conference today at 3:30, that was an absolute
waste of time.
I was looking for something better, but that's about as accurate as you can get.
Yeah, there's really no reason for it because it didn't give out any new information that wasn't said in the press release that came out before the press conference.
Who was the guy that was talking today? John something?
John Daniels, general manager of the team.
What? When did you find out? Before right now? I mean, everything was non-committal.
Oh, yeah. Vague.
Is it?
Well, like, how long? Before right now? Was it today? Most of it.
Could it be just a legal issue the team cannot say because perhaps it is?
Then why have a press conference? If you're going to have a press conference to say, we can't tell you anything.
Because that's how some teams are. I don't know why they do it. It's really unnecessary.
If I was a sports reporter, I'd have lost my mind. You had me drive all the way out here during rush hour for a huge announcement.
Well, it depends on if
and all you're going to tell me is nothing.
I think the Everett, are the Rangers in town this weekend?
I'm not sure.
If they're in town, then some of those riders were already going to be there because they have the Rangers beat and they have to cover. So they probably had to get there a little early for the press conference.
There was still a scramble.
Oh, yeah.
To get there for the press conference to find out of, can't tell you anything. Well, when did he quit? Before? Now. How much before? Short. What did he say?
Recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was his quote. When did you know about this? Recently.
Well, how recently? Before now.
What?
And not far back as then.
Do y'all have any other questions?
Yeah, actually, when he threw it out of, all right, we're not going to say anything about Ron. We're going to respect his privacy. All right, let's open it up. What are we going to ask? What possibly could we ask? All you've said is, he quit. You can't tell us why. There'll be no other lead-ups. There'll be no, there's no making an end run and maybe getting an answer out of it.
Right. They're not going to get that specific answer, but what they were asking, different questions, what they were asking was trying to find out the feelings and emotions of John Daniels and Ray Simpson, the two owners as well, trying to find out, were you disappointed in Ron's decision? Okay, I can run with this. Maybe I can milk this a little bit. Whatever it is, they're disappointed. They think he should have stayed the manager.
I forgot. What did they say? Were they disappointed?
Yeah, one of them, I think it was...
I'm sure it was going to be... First of all, if you say you were disappointed, it might come off as being disrespectful to Ron. So
right.
You have to say, I respect his decision.
Yeah, that was what Ray Davis said. I saw that earlier.
Which one is Ray Davis? Is that the one that looks like a short Santa Claus?
No, that's Don Simpson.
Okay.
Ray Davis was...
What does Ray Davis look like?
Kind of a thin guy. Just kind of there. He looks like Ray Davis.
String Bing from Hee Haw?
Yes, that's him.
Okay.
Spitting image. Doppelganger, if you will.
Okay.
No, he said that, I'm disappointed.
Where does that stuff come from? String Bing from Hee Haw, really?
Obviously, I have some affliction.
Earl because, Scruggs. I mean,
because really, everything in my broadcast career and training says, don't say that. Nobody's going to get it. It's useless. It's a waste of time. Make every moment count. Ron Chapman taught you that decades ago. And it's just something in my brain goes, I ain't got time to listen to you.
String Bean.
I see no Burl Ives is getting a reach around.
Burl Ives needed a reach around. Somebody needed to whack off that snowman. I wonder what color snowman is.
Probably blends right in.
All right. So where were we, Dan?
Oh, just sad, disappointing Rod Washington stuff.
But they're still running with the story.
Well, because it
really,
is,
you know, nothing more than he quit.
And that's really all they're reporting. It's breaking news. They're starting starting all the newscasts with it. Breaking news: Ron Washington has resigned as manager of the Texas Rangers. The Rangers have not and said they will not disclose the reason. We have to wait to hear from Ron Washington if he chooses to tell us.
And I like how Channel 5 is, they're having continuing coverage of this.
Which is their way of saying, we don't know, we'll tell you when we find something out.
Now, obviously, people are going to be checking, you know, all the local stations over and over. So you're going to have to run some type of graphic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, when we know something, we'll tell you.
Yeah, we're
aware.
But
they don't want to say that we don't really know. It's just continuing coverage. We have somebody out at the ballpark.
We were following.
Well, Ron's probably not even out there. When is their next game?
I think it's
probably
tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is how bad the Rangers season has gotten. Everett, who, if you remember, Russ, would DVR games. So then, when he got home, every game DVR, he watched them beginning to end.
This is the first year I've ever heard him say. I don't know. That happened before I bailed on the Rangers this year.
Right.
Yeah, baseball is dead to me.
All of it or just the Rangers?
All of it.
Because?
Because I only watch baseball to watch the Rangers. And the Rangers are dead, therefore baseball.
Yeah, and they've been doing so bad. Everett started working on his fantasy football team like 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had that all mapped out.
I didn't know you were into fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Huge. Been in it for years.
Is there fantasy baseball?
There is.
What would be the fantasy? That it would be entertaining? That they wouldn't stand around for hours?
Now you're just showing your ignorance.
You want to explain the subtleties of baseball to me again?
Get him, Everett.
Well, you have to understand that when a batter comes up to the plate, it's not just a matter of having a ball thrown to him and him hitting it. Maybe he's a left-handed batter. Maybe he's a right-handed batter. That changes how he's pitched to, the positioning of the players in the field. If he's a pull hitter and he's a right-handed batter, all of the players in the outfield are going to shift over to the left. On the other hand, if he's a pull hitter and he's batting from the left-hand side, they're all going to shift over to the right. What if there's somebody on first? Then the first baseman has to move over to first and hold the guy on first to keep him from advancing. Pitcher has to pitch from the stretch, but then there's a big hole in between first and second. There are just a myriad of possibilities here. I'm only scratching the surface.
So it sounds like most of it is just reading body language.
Well, no, it's positioning.
All right,
this
guy's going to be a left-handed hitter. This guy's a right-handed hitter.
Yeah, but
he's
going
to hit this way, move everybody that way. If he's a runt, everybody come in. If he normally is a powerhouse, everybody move back.
You've got little.
If there's somebody on first, you know, you got to cover that. You don't want him stealing. All of it is just, all right, I know what this guy does. Like reading their body, like dating a chick. It's easy for us now. If you've dated enough, you know when you got a sitting at the table.
Now imagine if in that situation with the woman, you had an entire department that all they did, their only job was to scout those women for you.
I don't have to have guys scout for me. I'm like a 60-foot-tall Frigidaire, and all these bitches are just like magnets. And they just find me.
Okay.
I have never, ever in my life had a hard time finding a... Wow, it seems like I've been on a shortage of this year.
They are ubiquitous.
I hope there's a bumper crop of next year. This drought really weighing heavy on me. Now, let me ask you this. I want an honest answer. When you DVR the games, short of the commercials, do you ever fast forward through plays?
Oh, no. No.
Even when they're just standing around?
No. Well,
Bob Uecker's just killing time.
Bob Uecker's been dead for a number of years.
He's not dead.
He never did the Rangers
game. Did Uecker
die?
I think he's still alive.
Oh, well. He's dead to me.
All right.
And he's never done Ranger games. But no, I mean, even when people appear to be standing around to the uninformed, there's a whole lot of stuff going on. And you just, you know, if you're paying attention and understand it, it's very interesting.
So they're not just standing around. What are they actually doing?
They're part of the greater whole. As I explained earlier, there are a number of different positions that they have to be in. They have to be ready for whatever the given situation is, however many people are on base, how many outs there are, who's at the plate, who's pitching. I mean, there are so many variables involved.
And you haven't even factored in weather.
No, no. As I said, I'm just scratching the surface. But Dan knows what I'm talking about. Dan's a baseball
fan.
So
when they're just standing around, spitting and scratching their balls, they're not really just standing around.
No, no.
Spitting and scratching their balls.
No, there's much, much more going on.
They okay. That could be one of their signs.
Obviously, I'll start watching it. Let's. Did we start news?
No, not yet.
Okay. And we got time. Don't we? Mm-hmm. All right. 5:15, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Friday, September 5th, 2014. Birthdays today. Rose McGowan, actress, turns 41. Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave turns 46. Turning 63 is Michael Keaton, most famous for Batman and Multiplicity. And some other things, too, but those are our favorites. Raquel Welch turned 74. The forgotten James Bond, George Lazenby, turned 75. William Devane also turned 75.
George Lazenby?
Mm-hmm.
I think I could visualize his face. He was like Bond once.
Yes.
Is that right?
One movie. On
Dark-haired, mm-hmm. Sort of Lyle Waggoner-looking.
I don't even know who he is. I know who Lyle Waggoner is.
What's his name? George what?
Lazenby. Lazenby.
Yeah, sort of. Lyle Waggoner, Jethro looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very, very jet black hair.
Wonder why he only made the one.
Probably sucked.
Yeah.
He was in the James Bond movie On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and then he was later eventually replaced by Roger Moore. Also a birthday today, Bob
Roger Moore, who went on to be in Cannonball Run.
That's true.
One of his biggest roles.
Bob Newhart turns 85, and turning 45 today, one of Russ's absolute favorite people, Dweezil Zappa.
Kim. I have no reason to hate him. The only reason I hate him is we both dated the same chick, and she could not do anything but bring up, well, Dweezil never would have done that. What? Dweezil never would have done what? Actually go out and work and make money based on his own name instead of his daddy's name? You monobrow.
A call by Democrat Wendy Davis to raise the Texas minimum wage to $10 an hour as protesters nationwide demand better pay for fast food workers is drawing criticism from business leaders. The Texas Association of Business said on Friday the plan would hurt more people than help. That response came after Davis said during a stop in her campaign for governor that she would fight to boost the minimum wage from $7.25 an hour because, quote, this is a family issue. Davis is facing Republican Attorney General Greg Abbott. His campaign on Friday called her idea a job killer.
Everett, do you have any take on this? I, a lot of times when you don't understand something, you're missing something.
Right.
How is it these people that work in fast food think that that job should be able to feed a family?
Well, I don't know that they have that expectation. I'm sure they live at home.
People that
on Thursday, police handcuffed dozens of people in cities nationwide during protests to get fast food companies such as McDonald's and Burger King to raise wages.
And they wanted up to 15?
Yeah.
And they've complained, I can't feed my family on 7, 8, whatever the minimum wage is, $7, $8 an hour. You're not supposed to be able to. Fast food, low training, do it for a while, move on. Kind of like a stopgap while you're in junior high school.
Yeah, it's a complicated issue. I mean,
how is it complicated? It used to be, you go here, you can work part-time, you're never full-time for a reason, you make minimum wage, then you go on.
Well, to me, it's complicated because it would seem that the motivation would almost be not to work. If you're only going to make $7, $8 an hour, why even bother? Why not get into something illegal that's lucrative. Why not sit home and collect government benefits?
So you think we should, I'm not trying to be argumentative, but you think we should raise a minimum wage to stave off crime?
No, I'm not suggesting that either.
That makes sense. No, I get what you're saying, Russ, because it's like Everett's saying, if you can go get a job and make good money, then who cares what else you could get? It's like it's more enticing to go to work if you make more.
Right.
Well, it's always enticing if you make more.
Well, yeah.
But I mean, at some point, it's not even worth working. If you're only making $7 or $8 an hour.
I know, but why would there be an expectation of I should be able to feed a family on a fast food worker's wage?
I guess it depends on what you think your expectation should be for jobs. And that goes back to if someone wants to work and there aren't any available jobs out there. And
he didn't answer my question.
Well, I'm getting to it.
Shut up. I'm not talking to you. Okay. Just keep mouthing. He's not answering.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's a very complicated situation. You've got people that want to work that can't find jobs that will allow them to feed their families. But at the same time, they don't want to sit home and not work. So
you want to give them credit for actually going out and looking for a job?
I'm glad you asked that question, Russ. I have a very involved explanation with several different parts, each of which has several subparts. I hope you have time to hear this because it's very interesting and very lengthy.
All right.
So anyway.
So it really doesn't.
No. So anyway, what's going to happen is they'll debate this and it won't happen. And we also focused a lot on the wage issue solely on fast food. When they're talking about raising the minimum wage, they're doing it obviously for all jobs, not just fast food.
Just really not able to.
You know, the other thing that they're not getting, first of all, you're going to push and the McDonald's, Burger King, whoever, they're going to go, all right, you're fired.
Right.
We're going to bring somebody in. We're going to train them in a half an hour. And I've done fast food, so I know. This is not just somebody with disdain for fast food workers. I've been through all of it. I know how long it takes. They're going to push. You're going to get fired. Now you got people who are struggling to make ends meet that are getting arrested in cities around the country. What do you think it's going to cost? First of all, you took the day off. Now, what do you think it's going to cost to get out of jail? If you're already in arrears on all your bills, now it's going to get even worse.
Well, and the reality is that a lot of those people won't get out of jail, and that becomes a further drain on society because who pays for their incarceration?
So you're saying we should pay, the minimum wage should be more, so we stave off crime.
I'm saying it's a complicated issue.
I don't think it is.
And here's why.
Okay.
It's really
quite simple.
Good.
Okay, then. Forget tablets. Suddenly, it's phablets that are going to save the mobile industry. Those oversized phones / miniature tablets with screens measuring 5.5 to less than 7 inches, the kind Samsung's been selling by the boatload for the past couple of years.
Excuse me. Sorry.
The conundrum that they're really in because they just cannot find a wage that can be paid to them for the services that they're providing.
And what do you think would be a fair minimum wage? Because we checked yesterday, and the minimum wage when I started in the workforce was around $2.30 an hour.
Yeah.
And you can find an inflation calculator online. It should be for 2014. What was it, Alfie? Almost $10?
A little under 10.
Okay. And obviously, the minimum wage is not keeping up with inflation.
Right. I think that's reasonable. Now, what effect that would have on the economy?
Is this a real answer, or is this where?
No. Okay. This is a real answer. That sounds reasonable to me. But I'll also say you could get two top economists arguing the point, one of whom say that would be catastrophic for the economy, and the other one that would think it was a great idea. So I'm not the person to ask.
Well, the minimum wage is there for a reason. It's to protect employers from not really screwing around part-time employees. So it really should keep up with inflation.
I agree.
So it should be, what is it now? 5 something? It's how much?
$7.25.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think 10's out of line.
No.
That's the other thing that a lot of people aren't thinking about. They're thinking about minimum wage back when they got minimum wage. So, yeah, it's not that far off.
It's how much?
$7.25.
So you work all day and make $60 before taxes. At a hard job, I mean, you know, for whatever little training is required to work fast food. I've worked fast food. It's not easy
what
work.
What did you do?
I worked at Arby's.
And what'd
you do?
I ran the cash register. I was a fry cook.
And what people don't really think about is, oh, it's nice and cool out here in the lobby and in the dining area. Back here in the kitchen, it's hot as f***.
And it's stressful, too. Lunch rush comes, and you've got lines of people wanting their food at the same time, and they treat you like dirt because you're just some guy working at Arby's running the cash register. You get no respect, and you get no money.
You ever go off on?
Many, many times.
It's satisfying.
It is.
Even if you lose a gig.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they come in, they give you $100.
Oh, yeah.
For, you know, something that's like four something. Look, I'm going to go, all right, I'm going to have to go back into the office and break this. Well, how long is that going to take? As long as I can make it. You come back, I don't really like your attitude. Who's the dip that walked in with a $100 bill for a $4 burger?
Right.
Well, did you take my coupon off?
Yes, I did.
The one that you didn't even bother to cut out of the Dallas Morning News. You handed me the whole paper, went, there's a coupon in there. All right, well, I'm going to have to find it. I might have to tear it out. And I'm going to have to be super slow.
Well, it makes sense to be slow about it.
I'm
going to
make Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show look like grease lightning. They had Everett's right. There's no respect. And regardless where you go, if you're dealing with somebody and they got a job, treat them with respect. They have a job.
Yeah.
They're earning money. They're not just sitting at home waiting on their next check from somebody. But you can't do that. You have to have this Dan Lewis attitude of obviously I'm better than you. And of all people. No.
Mm-mm.
Do you want to wrap this one up, Everett?
Well, I'd just like to say five more things before we go to break.
All right, go ahead.
Each of which has three subparts, except for the third one, which has seven.
Go ahead.
I'll begin at
number four. I got it.
What you have here is a situation.
The Russ Martin Show.
Jobs, and yet they cannot find the Eagle.
Five 5:35, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Starting off in Dallas, north on I-35, right at the tollway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Woodall Rogers. In Irving, northbound of the bush, just after Northgate Drive, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from 183. Moving into Plano, southbound on the tollway, right at Windhaven Parkway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up back from 121. And in McKinney, northbound 75, just before Weston Road, got an accident blocking the left lane. This one involving an 18-wheeler. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from University. It's about a half-hour delay through that. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Tonight, clear 77 for the low. Tomorrow, a chance for some storms in the afternoon, along with a high of 94. Right now, 97. A 97 won the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
Kenzie, what were you doing? Jacking around with your pants? Did your fall out?
No, okay.
During the break, she's grabbing her pants and yanking them to and fro. Everett just kind of backed up.
Yeah, it was making me very uncomfortable.
No. Okay, I was tightening my belt because my belt wasn't tight enough. And you know
how... And if it's not tight enough, your falls out?
No. No. Wait, I don't have it.
Calm down. It have something to do with that Marine earlier that got you hot, and all of a sudden you got you a feral pussy?
No.
Free range?
No. When you have pants or shorts that don't really fit you in the waist and you tighten your belt, they bunch up. So you grab the belt loops and you pull them out, then you grab the other belt loops and you pull them out, and you just stretch, you just get rid of the crinks.
Why don't you get jeans that fit?
I have them, but I wore these today.
Because? Because why?
Because my other ones are dirty. And they still work.
You know what? That's actually a good question. with jeans, what do chicks consider dirty? How many days?
I honestly rarely wash my jeans and shorts because you're not really supposed to.
I've heard that from somebody at Levi Strauss.
The head of Levi's said he doesn't wash his.
There again. What better way to go through jeans quicker if you don't wash them?
Mm-hmm.
So what's the head of Levi Strauss going to tell you? No, don't wash them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ah, those Meshuggah jeans.
Just throw them away when they get too dirty.
So, all right. Because I know I go a week easy about washing jeans. Because once you get into the groove of, all right, they were washed, they were a little tight, stretched out, perfect now.
Right.
And I'm not washing them again until I get something on them that shows.
Yeah. With women, I think most women, obviously not Kinsey, most women, I think what they'll do is they'll wear them once, maybe twice, depending on how much they've stretched out. Because a woman will not leave the house if she got saggy butt pants.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Kinsey will.
Well, no, because I tightened my belt and fixed the sag.
Well, how far are you pulling them up? Like Fred Mertz high?
Yeah, almost. Right now, and then they go back down.
Do you know who Fred Mertz is, Kinsey?
Sort of. He has high pants, and he was from that Lucy show.
Very nice.
Thank you.
I feel like my kid's learning to talk.
I know.
I just hope this don't end up to where I forget and leave her in the car all day. Yeah. What happened to Kinsey? Oh, no, I left her in the baby seat. I forgot. How old was she? 22? Months?
Years.
23 now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, she had her birthday.
Weird.
You've been using that?
I keep forgetting I'm 23. I don't like saying it.
Why?
It just sounds yucky.
What would you prefer?
22.
Would you like 24?
Yeah, I'll go. I think 24.
You know, at 25, your insurance goes down. Car insurance.
Okay, I'm yours 23.
No, nah, yeah, hers won't.
Especially after today. You were airing somebody. Did they? You guys swap insurance?
Oh, no.
I told them I didn't have a license. Or a license plate.
Oh, there was no damage to his truck, and I told him that I didn't care because it was my fault. I was like, you do not have to do it. Like, he was, like, trying to pay, and I was like, absolutely not, because it was my fault.
You ran into the back of him. There was no damage because he had this huge trailer hitch that just goes through your bumper.
Yeah.
Does no damage to his truck. Why was he trying to give you money?
He was so nice. He was about my age.
Were you doing that weird thing with your pants you just did a minute ago in front of him?
No. He was just really, really
every time
nice.
In a car wreck, my always gets loose.
What?
My pussy shoots out.
Oh, my God.
Normally, I keep my pussy on a runner, but it got loose. Thank God I had it microchipped.
So back to the jeans.
Yeah, I don't really care about that now.
No.
So the guy that you hit was trying to give you money.
Yeah, he was
Why
trying
didn't
to help
it?
Me. Because it was my fault. I would never do that.
How much did he offer you?
He didn't offer me, like, an amount or anything. He was just, like, saying, like, you know, is there anything I can do to help you or anything you need? I was like, it was my fault. Like, they both checked my engine, checked everything in my car. I popped the hood. They literally, like,
when
took
she
care of me.
Says both, she means the guy she hit and the Marine that stopped to help her.
Yeah, yes. The super hot Marine.
Yes.
Uber hot.
Wicked hot.
Or blacksmith.
Well, she wasn't really sure if he was a Marine or a blacksmith.
He was something.
Or a chimney sweep.
Yeah.
Something. Something cool.
But he was hot.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll hear from him. If he asks you out, you're going to go?
I don't have his... How is he going to find
me? If he asks you out, will you go?
I don't know.
What's to decide? Why wouldn't you go?
I don't know.
Well, you think he's hot. You met him. You're all excited about him when you came in. Why wouldn't you go on a date?
I don't go on dates with strangers like that. Like, I have to know you for
how long you have to know him?
At least a couple months, like, as a friend.
So if Billy the Kid asked you out?
Yes, I'd go. There's exceptions.
For hot Kiss FM DJs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Zombie.
Rob Zombie?
Yes.
Mm. What a whore. I was talking to Dan.
He was.
It got nothing to do with you and your feral pussy.
Oh, my God.
It's free range. It's organic.
There's nothing yet on misconnections for you on Craigslist, Kenzie, just FYI.
It's all right. You got a 100,000-watt radio station. We'll find him.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you laid. Why are you shaking your head?
It's weird.
Just consider it a perk. Torres has been doing it for years.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't make that much money, but I get a lot of HP. Okay. Go ahead, Dan.
Okay. Forget tablets. Suddenly it's phablets that are going to save the mobile industry. The oversized phones.
Hang on. Is that what that is? A phone tablet?
Yes.
Phablet.
Yes. It's the oversized phones.
So we go from smartphones.
Yeah.
iPhones to iPads. Big.
Mm-hmm.
And then mini iPads.
Yes.
And slightly bigger smartphones.
Yes.
Really? Pick a f***ing size and stick with it.
Man, I'm with you. The oversized phones / miniature tablets with screens measuring 5.5 to 7 inches, the kind Samsung has been selling quite a few of over the last couple of years.
That's considered a phablet. 5.5 inches?
5.5 to 7.
And aren't the new iPhones, the iPhone 6, aren't they supposed to be around 5.5 inches?
That's going to be one of the things, yeah. I mean,
Alfie, do you know?
Yeah, that's one of the things they're expected to announce at their event next Tuesday.
1 week after the Samsung Fab 4 comes out. That's not what they're calling it, but it's the fourth iteration of the phablet that they're making.
I don't think phablet's a good idea.
Well, anyway, Apple's looking to jump in on it as well.
The device, maybe, but call it a phablet. That sounds like a tiny something. From Kansas City.
And just as tablet sales have slowed to a crawl, phablet sales are increasing fast enough to fill the gap.
What'd you buy? Phablet.
It's tough to put.
I wonder how many times it's got to circle her head before she gets it.
I know. It's like there's a punchline just kind of floats around with the birds around her head.
It's like, okay. All right, punchline, go around. All right, I got it. All right, punchline. Contact, departure, good day.
See, you tickled yourself on that one.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
All right.
Anyway, it's tough to put too much trust in five-year forecasts for an industry facing as much change and upheaval as mobile device market, but not everyone has been a fan of the phablet model, with some consumers and reviewers noting its clunkiness, particularly when it comes to holding such a large device to your ear to make a call.
All right, so the screen is 5.5 inches.
Up to 7.
Assumed. How big is the device?
Slightly larger.
You work for the Rangers? When did you find out he was resigning? Before you just asked? Well, in what proximity? Recently?
Why are you so mad? I answered your question.
Yeah, it's not like I'm dodging it. Oh. Well, when did he tell you he was going to quit? Before right now. Well, and then how far back? Not until then. They really feel like they have to. It's almost like they're taking classes on how to be coy.
Mm-hmm.
Covert. Cryptic. Did he tell you yesterday he was going to quit? Which part of yesterday? I don't know why they always treat this, and I say always, which is probably an exaggeration, but anytime there's an announcement from, we'll just say sports, just go that route,
mm-hmm.
they act like there's some type of national security tied into it. I can't tell you everything. I understand respecting somebody's privacy. But if you're not going to tell me anything, don't hold a press conference just so you can tell me we don't know.
Right.
Especially when TMZ this time tomorrow is going to have the scoop, or somebody will. I mean, a secret like this isn't going to be well kept.
Well, and it sounds like, as we get further into it, somebody, either Ron or his family, has something not only terminal, but coming up fast.
Yeah.
And that makes it sad. But I don't get why not just tell everybody in the beginning, if you know that everything's going to come to fruition, everybody's going to know at a certain point. Except Kenzie, who's just running around with her loins in fuego.
From the holes of...
Really?
What? You've been hot about that Marine that helped you in the wreck?
I am... I'm fine.
Everett, first thing she said...
Oh, yeah.
When she was talking about the Marine that stopped, how did she describe him?
Oh, a super hot Marine who came in and... Didn't even mention the wreck.
Didn't even mention
the fact that she did an accident.
Did you have sex with him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She said...
She said, absolutely she did.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I wish. I should have.
Man, I was liquid enough.
Mm-hmm. I wish I'd thought of that.
My he was like the Silver Surfer. Oh. I was ready to hop on his like Super Fi.
I don't even know.
You don't have to know. It's not important. Yeah, yeah. Good.
Okay. Even as Samsung struggled to lift its smartphone sales with the underwhelming Galaxy S5, phablets have been a refuge from Apple. At the price, you know, the market. Still, Apple has legions of loyal fans and ability to extend its already popular iTunes app and media ecosystem into the phablet sector. So much so that for the iPhone 6, that hasn't even been announced yet as far as when it's going to be released.
I thought people were already camping out.
People have already started camping out for it.
But they're pretty sure there's going to be an iPhone 6.
Oh, they know there will be.
Okay. Let's say you're camping out and you're right. There is going to be an iPhone 6. Just because they plan on announcing it on Tuesday?
Tuesday, yes.
Okay. That doesn't mean it's going to be available on Tuesday.
No.
I did hear today that a lot of people that camp out in lines, they're paid by companies, corporations. Hey, you know, wear this shirt.
Right.
IBM, whatever.
Yeah. One couple was, they were promoting their app.
Which is what?
I don't know. They didn't give me any money. I'm not going to say what it is.
We got a new app figuring out when app iPhones are available. Well, you're out here 2 weeks early, so I don't think I'm buying your f***ing app.
Yeah. And actually, to get that spot in line, they bought it from someone else who had gotten there before them.
So they become just human billboards.
Yes.
But there's still got to be just normal civilians in line going, I'm getting the iPhone 6. I'm getting the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to put it next to all the stuff that I got from seeing the first Star Wars, the first Spider-Man, getting the first Spider-Man comic book. I'm Dan Lewis.
Wow. I think you're okay with it.
Dan Lewis is just one of those guys. If he was going to a premiere, we did it. I can't think of it. Regardless of what it was, we'll say it was Spider-Man.
Okay.
He's wearing a Spider-Man t-shirt for a movie premiere. Mm-hmm. Do you think you're Peter Parker? What's that? The whole reason? It's like when Batman in 89 came out, I didn't wear a Batman t-shirt.
Well, you didn't, but you also weren't sure of what the movie was going to be like. There were a lot of questions about Michael Keaton playing Batman. But it's the equivalent of going to a football game, like going to a Cowboys game wearing a Cowboys shirt.
It just seems... a little too fanatical. Oh, I'm a big fan. I got to wear this. If I'm going to go see the next Star Trek, I got to wear my Star Trek uniform.
Yeah.
Dude, something's wrong with you. Why don't you go back home and rock back and forth until you get this worked out in your head?
But they see it as an event. It's something special, especially if it's, you know, the midnight showing. It's the first possible time to see the new movie of whatever it is.
I was the first one to see Star Trek, The Undiscovered Country. Who really cares? 2 weeks after it, who really gives a F?
Well, it depends. If you're that fanatical, you want to see it first because you don't want to hear about it from anybody else.
Well, it's not like he has any friends.
We're talking about Dan Lewis?
Yeah, who's going to tell him?
Yeah. There's nobody really to ruin it for him. He has no spoilers in his world. And he's certainly not going to talk about it on his own show, so he doesn't have to worry about hearing it on the radio. And nobody else does either.
But yeah, I see it as it's an event thing, so people like to dress up for it.
Has anybody here ever done anything like that?
I've gone to a couple of midnight showings in high school, but that was when I was working in a movie theater and I had friends who wanted to go with me.
Everett?
No, I can't say that I have.
Chuck, did you camp out for Lincoln's inauguration?
No. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:04. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Starting off in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Allen Avenue. Got a stalled vehicle there blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from North Loop Bay 20. In Forest Hill, eastbound I-20, right at Forest Hill Drive. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from 35W. Moving into Irving, westbound 183, right at O'Connor. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. Into McKinney, northbound 75, just before Weston Road. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. This one involving an 18-wheeler. Right now, traffic is completely stopped all the way back from 121. It's about an hour delay through that. You can try taking Highway 5 or something like that. And finally, in Dallas, southbound 75, just before Walnut Hill. Got an accident there blocking the right center lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Beltline Road. Listen to Skull next week at 7:25 in the morning for a shot to win a pair of tickets to a Freakers Ball Thursday, October 16th at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie featuring Chevelle, Papa Roach, and P.O.D. Details are at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 77 for a low. Some storms are possible tomorrow afternoon, a high of 94. Right now it is 96, but 97.1 the Eagle.
Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
I think even Kenzie likes this bumper. No?
My knee's popping.
Just like the obligatory gospel out of the 40s, 50s. The bitch is all up in it.
Gotta move.
That man on the roof atop my. You expect to go, y'all got.
Oh, hell. So she just jumps up out of the pew and just raises her hands and says, oh.
Starts speaking in tongues.
Mm-hmm.
Play it again.
That's
what we were talking about yesterday. It was just one of the covers of our songs inspired by Batman in 66.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody. Yeah, forget about just normal marketing. We had, Chuck, how old were you in 66? Let's see, I would have been 5. Were you like 10? 50? Did he say the S word?
No.
Were you about 10? So you remember it better than I do. ABC couldn't promote it hard enough. Batman in color. Why are you going to tell me it's in color? I got a black and white TV set.
Yeah, but they just wanted to brag.
I know. I don't want somebody pushing that up my ass.
Yeah, but that's probably there were. It's an incentive for you to go out and buy the color TV.
Actually, I got an email from somebody. It's about 7-8 months ago. Why is it TV shows in the 60s would say, like, Bewitched or Batman, in color? Like, I know it's in color. Well, back then, people had black and white TV sets, so you had to tell them this is in color and you're missing out.
Yeah.
Like in the 80s, when you saw Hill Street Blues in stereo, letting you know if you got a mono TV, you got to get stereo.
I didn't even know what the hell that meant when I was a little kid when that would come on. It'd have that little thing at the bottom. And they make it a big deal, just a little scroll about it in stereo. We're available. I'm like, well, and then I turn out to my parents. Do we have stereo?
No, we don't have stereo. You're adopted.
And that's how I found out.
Well, we'll let our biological kids hear stereo.
Well, then you're going to hear a lot of mono.
And it was. I don't know when stereo television really came in, but it was for a few years just a pounding. And stereo were available. So when we started Hot Tickets in 1989, the opening of the show would have half of a headphone, and it would say in mono were available.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we were sick of the stereo crap.
Yeah. How long did shows can keep that up, even though they didn't need to?
The in stereo were available?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea about the in color stuff.
Well, but which started out black and white and then became color at some point. So that was an important distinction for people to know about.
I think they went color when they found out that Dick Sargent was gay.
Is that what they did? Yeah. Rainbow thing. Makes perfect sense.
It does now.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad I'm the one that could break that news.
Yeah.
A lot of revelations this week.
We've all learned a lot.
George Burns, Jack Benny pushed killed John Denver by pushing him off of a cliff in a homemade airplane.
Yep.
I didn't hear about that one.
I can't revisit it.
It's best to not be explained. Just believed.
Was okay.
Another conspiracy?
Crap. Yeah, there was something else.
Alfie would know. He's
Fred was a hero, right?
Fred Murch was a superhero.
Yeah, Fred Murch.
Oh, and Roadhouse.
Yeah.
There was something else obtuse from this week.
Oh, I'm sure there's more than just one.
Alfie, you ain't going to help brother out?
I'm trying to remember it, man. I'm out.
I did get a rather telling Facebook message, though. So, once again, you guys cannot resist hitching your wagon to Dan Lewis's star. Why are you riding him? You heard him. He's got chest-pounding rights. He's number one in all demographics of morning shows produced
out of... That guy really remembered that?
Yeah.
Because we didn't play the entire demo again today.
No. He's number one in all demographics of morning shows produced out of his studio in his time slot. Mm-hmm. What are you, ignorant?
I've hitched on to his Nova.
That's right. Take it off.
Yeah, his demo that we pulled when he was on K-Bus 101.0 in East Texas. Yeah, at the very end, he mentions that we're number one. But he has to all these different qualifiers.
This area. But just for your own little bit of health advice here.
This was his big watermelon bit.
In far eastern China are experiencing exploding watermelons due to overuse of growth chemicals. All right, good morning, 7:56. It is fair and 55 degrees. Just real quickly, I want to thank you, our listeners, for making K-Bus the number one most listened to radio station in the East Texas broadcast family. That gives me chest-thumping rights.
That in itself, too many qualifiers.
Yeah.
Number one in the East Texas, another qualifier.
Mm-hmm.
And then East Texas broadcast family, meaning we're number one with all the stations that are owned by this one company.
Right.
Both of them.
Yeah. So we're probably getting our ass beat by NOAA Weather Radio.
Mm-hmm.
But we're number one with our broadcast group.
That's right.
At least for a while. I appreciate it. I love you all.
Dan Lewis. He's like that creepy,
thick-fingered, no-talent, fat, eating, backstabbing, stick.
That brings you...
I forgot I added that.
I was looking forward to it.
Then I'll back it up.
Fair and 55 degrees.
Let's see how long it takes quickly, him to get this
I
out.
Thank you, our listeners, for making K-Bus the number one most listened to radio station in the East Texas broadcast family. That gives me chest thumping rights, at least for a while. I appreciate it. I love you all.
Dan Lewis. He's like that creepy,
thick fingered, no talent, fat, eating, backstabbing, stick.
That brings you candy. Weekday mornings on K-Bus.
Can't get no spark.
6:15, Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ.
It's kind of sad to know that I have classics that I've written.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I also feel like we now know what it feels like to live inside of a musical. Those two gentlemen just burst into song.
This is... It's like watching Grease, only gayer. Kenzie, do you even know what we're talking about?
No, but it's really funny.
I don't have the words. I can't...
I think we're good.
Singing.
It was a song that I wrote about Dan Lewis a long time ago. Stick your head in the oven. Head in the oven, can't get no spark. It's like his entire life is just an F up.
Now it's funny.
All right. With the huge celebrity hacking scandal that happened this week, also known as the Fappening, maybe you're wondering how to protect yourself from having nude selfies leaked online. So there are 7 tips to follow, one of which is obvious.
The obvious? Okay.
Don't take naked pictures in the first place. So beside that, 2, if you do take some naked pictures, do not upload them to the internet in any fashion, whether it's the cloud, a website, social media, email, anything to do with the internet. 3, enable 2-step verification on anything and everything that offers it, especially something that you're uploading files to.
Well, and I'm guilty of that because I've taken pictures of things all benign, very innocuous, around the house with my smartphone, and then all of a sudden I see it on my iPad.
Yeah.
I didn't take that with that.
Yeah, that's because you have your, Alfie, his photo stream is on?
Exactly.
I was wondering this today. Can you access your iCloud? Like, could you go to some website, you can sign in, and you can see everything that's on your iCloud?
Yes.
Okay.
I haven't signed up for the iCloud.
If you've got an Apple device, like a new iPhone or a new iPad, it kind of already has an iCloud account associated with it.
You can turn off your photo stream, though.
Well, I'm not concerned because I don't take pictures of myself naked. I don't take pictures of my bungholio or my weenie.
Sure.
Dude, if it ain't on the internet, I'm not taking pictures of it.
I understand.
I'm not Larry North. Look at me. I'm 53. Look how tight my asshole looks. Something for everybody to strive for. I took this picture of my asshole at Denny's.
Mm-hmm. It's Motivation Monday.
Okay, I don't want to say that. Go ahead.
So anyway, some other things to do. 4, encrypt your files before uploading. That way, even if someone manages to get
their hands... I don't even know if anybody knows. First of all, if you've gone that far... hey, I need to encrypt these before I upload them. I think that's well beyond most people's education. I didn't know this went around the world.
Yeah.
I'm just taking a picture of my my feral after the Marine got me hot.
No.
Kenzie, you got any nude selfies?
No.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Tell me.
I don't have any.
How many?
0.
Counselor?
I'm not buying it, personally. All right. So, if you had nude selfies, where would you have taken them?
If I was to do one?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, would you take them at home? Would you take them at school? Would you take them in your truck?
In the bounce house?
Maybe at Walmart?
If I was.
Next to Chuck E. Cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Pull up his panties and yours?
God.
Well, speak, woman.
Yes.
Whoa.
Would you do it? Toys R Us, you and Jeffrey?
Oh,
the giraffe? No. I forgot about him.
It's just some guy, Jeff, who's hanging out in front.
Oh. Yeah.
If you were to rank order all of these places heretofore mentioned, which one would be at the top as the place you would be most likely to take
gibberish.
This off?
At home. At home.
Where?
In a room.
Which one?
Any of them.
Pick one. How many rooms are in your home?
He's pretty good as far as a lawyer.
4?
Mm-hmm.
4 rooms?
3 or 4, yeah.
You don't know how many rooms are in your home?
I knew he was going to go that route. Is it 3 or is it 4?
1, 2,
which is it?
3, Three in a living room and a kitchen.
Okay, so which of these rooms would you be taking these hypothetical selfies that are nude in?
Well, it would probably be my room.
In your room. Where in your room?
Near the window?
On the floor.
Is it a full bath, a half bath?
Standing in the floor.
What type of lighting would you use?
This is creepy.
Would you use foil? Would you use a flashlight? A black light so you could see all the DNA.
Ew.
Hey, that's your fault, not mine.
Mm-hmm.
What?
So we've established you'd be standing in your room.
Man, help me.
You're an employee now. You're on your own.
No.
Is there a mirror in your room?
No.
Do you have a hand mirror so you can get those zippy shots?
No.
I got a hand mirror so I can see what it looks like when I put. Well, you what? When I put. You know. Put. I want to see if both holes open.
Oh, my God. Oh, man.
According to Cosmo, you're lying.
I can't remember what the story was.
Well, this is a different one now.
Oh. According to Cosmo, what?
According to Cosmo, 9 out of 10 young women have taken naked selfies. They surveyed 850 of their readers after the nude celebrity photos started circulating. 99% of the people surveyed were female. Thank God.
Isn't that amazing? Almost 100% of all, what's a demo?
The average age, 21.
Almost all chicks have taken selfies under 25.
Yes. And it's basically just a part of life in 2014.
How come you don't do selfies, Kenzie? Is it because you don't know where your p*** is?
Yeah, it keeps moving and running right.
It's like the tectonic plates in California. They keep shifting. And then I have quakes.
I almost catch it. It goes the other way.
Anytime I have a quake, I have to go stand under the door jamb.
Yeah, so anyway,
that was one of those lines where you just look at Everett and you shrug your shoulders. You go, what do I care?
It's Friday.
I'm going to be gone in 3 weeks.
9 out of 10 had taken nude photos. Then 2/3 of them had their face showing. Almost 3/4 of them do not regret taking the photos. Only 9% said someone ended up seeing their photos that were not supposed to.
Kenzie, so you expect us to believe that even though 9 of 10 women in your demographic admit to taking nude selfies, that you're in the 10% that never have?
Even if I did take a nude selfie, do you really think I would tell y'all the truth? Really?
So you have taken a nude selfie.
I never said that. I said if I did, do you really think that I would tell you?
So there's a 50-50 chance you're lying to us.
If that's your opinion.
Well, you just said you wouldn't be truthful if, in fact, you'd taken a nude selfie. So either you're telling the truth or you're lying. Which is it?
Well, I'm not doing either one.
Chuck, can you play Perry Mason?
So, for the record, you are neither telling the truth nor are you lying.
You got to tell him now during the bongo solo.
No. I'm not lying, but I'm telling. Yes. No.
Tension's building.
I shall await my verdict in the hallway.
Objection.
Have you ever been fingered by Doug Llewellyn?
I don't know who that is.
What about Judge Wapner?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No.
Hurry. This guy's getting tired.
What about Rusty the bailiff?
No.
Did he shoot in your hair?
Who's Rusty?
Uh-oh. Yeah, we've really got the point. We don't care.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:30, another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Staples. Let's get started off in Dallas. Southbound 75 just before Walnut Hill. Got an accident there blocking the right center lane. Traffic goes back up all the way back into Richardson, back from Beltline.
Also in Dallas, southbound I-35, right at Woodall, Rogers got an accident there in the clearing stages. Now traffic there is backed up back from the 35-183 split. Let's move into Plano, northbound on the tollway. Right at Legacy, got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped now all the way back from Beltline Road. About an hour delay through that. Let's move into McKinney, northbound 75, just before Weston Road. So got that accident there blocking the left lane. This one involving an 18-wheeler. Traffic is there. It's completely stopped back from 121. Also about an hour delay through that. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Allen Avenue. Earlier stalled vehicle there has been cleared out. Traffic is still jacked up, though, back from North Loop 820. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Tonight clear and 77 for a low. Then tomorrow, some afternoon storms are possible with a high of 94. Right now, 96 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Rock this party. Dance everybody. Make it hot in this party. Don't stop. Move your body. Rock this party. Dance everybody. Make it hot in this party.
Everybody dance now.
Let's go.
Mark, where's Johnny?
Johnny is not here today.
That's why I asked the question.
She was tied up in a court case this week for an abuse case that was kind of a high-profile deal.
Can you talk about it?
Sure, absolutely. In fact, I sat in on the trial on Wednesday.
What is it, Dan?
It's not pretty.
Well, it never is.
No. He was found guilty, though.
Yes.
Do I know about the case? If it was local, I should know it.
I'm sure you probably...
Yeah.
We first talked about it when the man was arrested. He killed his dog. I'll leave it at that.
Is this the guy with the shovel and the dog and throwing it in the pool?
And because it chewed on his patio furniture.
Right. And I sat in the whole trial on Wednesday, and jury deliberated for 30 minutes and convicted him. So last 2 days were the punishment phase.
Okay. So they didn't really buy his story of, you know, the dog was... deadly, tried to drop it off at animal shelters. They wouldn't take, or I didn't have the money to drop it off at animal shelters, so I decided to kill it with a shovel, throw it in the pool. Is that pretty close?
Pretty close, including there's a video surveillance of his own pool that caught a lot of it on video, which was really a disturbing
okay.
video.
No.
Bad, yeah.
And it's always amazing to me, and this just may be my perspective, a person get whacked in the head with a shovel? There's some type of element I enjoy. Because, you know, somebody did something to deserve something.
Mm-hmm.
Animals never do anything.
Right.
And if they do something that's dangerous to humans, it's still their instinct. It's not like they do it with malice.
It's kind of like they just don't know better, is what you're saying.
Well, if animals pick up malice from anybody, it's from humans.
That is true.
They don't know it on their own. So what did he get?
6.5 years, no probation.
That's stupid, Judge.
Is that Everett? Is that straight?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, 6.5 years.
No. He won't do 6.5 years.
Exactly. And he was facing up to 10, wasn't it?
10's the max.
See that? Right. 10. Damn it, 10.
Well, he didn't get probated. At least, I mean.
Right.
Okay. With 6.5, he'll serve what?
Oh, do you really want to know?
I think I've gone through the worst of the story.
Yeah, he'll probably serve. Maybe a couple.
Okay. He was charged with a felony, though.
Yes.
State jail felony?
I believe it's third degree.
Right. Third degree felony. Correct.
And that was thanks to Governor Perry.
Yeah.
Who made it a felony to abuse animals in 2001.
Sounds right.
Yeah, we talked to him on the phone. He hung up on me.
Well,
it wasn't, you weren't talking about that particular
thing. Well, we started
thing.
With that. He was coming into town. He was going to sign the bill at Operation Kindness. We talked about that. Then I gave him my idea on how to secure the borders, and he didn't like piranhas in the Rio Grande.
And he hung up. As most half-a-brain politicians would.
There's nothing wrong with piranhas in the Rio Grande.
Although, you know, honestly... Since that was so early in his tenure as governor.
You think we should hit him with it again?
Maybe.
He's really big on this anti-federal government stuff, and I'm going to protect – if I can protect my state doing what I want, I'll send the National Guard, and by God, let's get piranhas in the Rio Grande.
We don't even really have to stick them in the Rio Grande.
No, just
– we can just put up signs. Attention.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Sounds good.
Piranhas aquí.
What?
Piranhas aquí.
See? Better boating. Now that's Hogan's Heroes.
Yeah.
What do you got? Slick.
So I by the way, I handed Dan his rap sheet. It's 5 pages long.
Really?
Yeah. This isn't his rap sheet. It's the cause number and stuff against him.
But it's got that.
Do you know what rap sheet means? Because you look really, really white. See, I got a rap sheet.
Yeah.
It basically, there's a lot of his things that he's done is included on there. It's bullet pointed out. I mean, it's everything from restraining orders to abuse to fights in bars to alcohol.
But could they really bring any of this up during the proceeding?
A lot of it was brought up. But I want to mention one thing. At the last minute, he put his 8-year-old son on the stand to try to help him out. And that backfired because the prosecutor, David Alex, asked his 8-year-old son if he had ever been hit by a stick before from his dad. And the 8-year-old son, who should never have been put on the stand to begin with, took a look around the courtroom and then said yes.
Did what's the guy's name that got convicted?
Robert Pritchard.
Did he not have an attorney?
Yes, he did.
Can you think of any attorney that would put a kid on the stand?
Under those facts, it doesn't sound like a very good idea because you don't know what he's going to say. And if you did know what he was going to say, you would know he was going to say that.
Although you probably wouldn't have thought, what questions can they ask him? Your daddy ever hit you?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, damn it.
All right, 6.5 years. Take it.
It was one of his only questions he asked in cross-examination, but it was about the only one he needed to ask.
Yeah, I mean, stop while you're ahead.
Right.
Okay. Who's whining? What do you got?
Okay, yes.
Well, where are the treats?
So today we have Phoebe and Jefferson.
How's your music go? Oh, calm down.
Okay. So I'll start with Phoebe. Phoebe is a black lab mix. She's 55 pounds. Looks like all black lab, but she's actually mixed. And let me tell you how she ended up at Paws City.
Okay. How do you know she's a mix?
Because we're smart about these things.
What, are you acid dog?
Hey, what are you?
Right.
You got a polar bear in your background?
Mm.
So Phoebe was in a garage in really bad, almost squalor type conditions. And she had 4 puppies. And the owners decided to stop feeding her. So during the day, Phoebe would run through her cycle of going to a Dollar General store, several service stations, and a Dairy Queen where she would get fed during the day.
And come back and
nurse the puppies at night. Correct. And
and you really want to put animals lower on the food chain. I mean, she knew enough of, I got to go eat because I got to make me some kitty milk to feed my kids.
Right.
And did the owner say why they stopped feeding her?
No, and in fact, it was so bad that when we got tipped off and rescued them, the puppies had ingested pieces of carpet trying to survive. But everybody's in good health. We've adopted out the 4 puppies, and as you can tell, mom's ready to go now, and she's very sweet. I mean, the 2 dogs we have today are as great a dogs as we've ever had on this show.
Do you say she's 55 pounds?
Yes.
She don't look it.
Yeah, she's wearing black. I didn't really mean to give you the Johnny Carson face, but.
So anyway. So Phoebe's got just full of energy. She was emaciated. Like I said, she's back to 100%.
She was emaciated?
Emaciated.
Ooh, that's bad.
Did we repeal that?
Yeah, I think Lincoln had something to do with that. I'm not sure.
It's a proclamation or something. Yeah.
I'm still laughing about the previous thing.
Well, we're on to this thing now.
Right? Yeah, we got something totally new.
We outlawed skinny people in Texas a long time.
But she's in perfect health, okay. and she's ready for her new home.
Okay, and you're guessing she's how old?
2 years. Just over 2 years.
It's still fascinating. You can look at an animal that went through that type of torture. Look at her.
That's a great face.
Can still wag her tail.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some hope. There's some prospect. There's something. I don't mark. But...
Thanks.
You're the one that wanted to come in without Johnny. Okay.
He's getting better.
Yes. The other dog is?
The other dog is Jefferson.
Jefferson.
And we have Jefferson listed as a Coonhound German Shepherd mix. Personally, I don't really see the German Shepherd.
Isn't it funny? You'll always see the Coonhound.
But I do see the Coonhound, right.
Okay.
And Jefferson's 1 year old. We pulled him from Dallas Animal Services on the day of that he was supposed to be put down.
Yeah, he almost sort of has beagle colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree.
Thank you.
No, I was talking about that a lot. I think it's kind of like a beagle coonhound mix to me.
Don't look at me. I didn't have anything to do with it.
I know. Almost seems like there's an internal struggle in there someplace.
Yeah, it's bitter, too, and ongoing.
Thanks. Anyway.
I'm not really sure who to bark at.
So, Mark, what is Jefferson's story?
Actually, just to mention again, we rescued Jefferson from Dallas Animal. This is really rough, guys. Come on. This is easy. Jefferson was rescued from Dallas Animal Services. The day of that he was supposed to be put down, it was overcrowded. It was simply an overcrowded condition. And, you know, many of the dogs that we rescue are...
Did you name him Jefferson, like after Jefferson Davis?
I would say maybe Thomas Jefferson, but I don't know.
That's a good answer, Mark. Right. You keep with that.
And
he's how old?
He's 1 year old. 1 year, 3 months is what we have him down as.
Is he currently in foster, or is he being boarded?
He is currently actually in boarding, so we need a foster or a permanent home for Jefferson. Phoebe has a foster, and the foster said that she gets along with other dogs, kids.
Phoebe's adorable.
Yeah, just anybody and everybody.
I don't use that word that often.
No, you don't.
But especially when you consider an animal's been tortured, and they can still have an outlook of, well, it's got to get better. Or most people would just sit there and go,
there you go again.
I know.
You're just on a tear.
Well, I had a few good lines.
Yeah, no, you did. Absolutely. Yeah, no, the guy that was convicted and got 6.5 years for killing his dog, I was reading through Mark's right. There is pretty much his rap sheet on here. These are things that notice of intention to use evidence of extraneous offenses or acts.
Everett?
Yeah, that's basically something that the state files informing the defense in this case that they're going to introduce these other things that he's done to try and make it go worse for him in punishment.
So let me throw a couple of these at you just to see if you still think 6.5 years, or if you're the judge, 6.5 would seem
I'm right. happy that anybody gets any time if they abuse an animal. In the past, a lot of times they get probation and nobody would really think anything about it. Luckily, Johnny will go up and testify and point out, okay, here are the dangers of having somebody that abuses animals running loose in society. I don't know how much weight it carries, but it's got to carry something. But go ahead.
2006, he pushed his wife and attempted to drag her by the hair. In 2005, he kicked a uniformed Dallas police officer in the balls. Probably that's a little embarrassing for him as well. But he rubbed on some poor woman's legs and lower stomach and tried to kiss her. Then tried to feel under her shirt. This guy's horrible. And you know how much I've read so far? That to this. I haven't even gotten to all this.
So you still got...
all that,
you got
and
two,
that.
Two pages left.
Yeah, full pages. Court pages.
Of crap.
Yeah. Yeah, this isn't like a big font.
Everett, how much of that would actually add to a sentence?
Well, it depends on whoever's sentencing him. I mean, whatever weight they choose to give it is what weight it gets.
So there's no hard and fast rules as far as judges?
Well, other than the range of punishment, which for a third-degree felony is 2 to 10 years in prison or probation, potentially.
Oh, my God. 1996, defendant was stopped by a police officer because he exited the highway at a prohibited exit. Defendant was also found to be in possession of a brown club with a leather string attached to the handle. The defendant stated he used the club for protection. Defendant told the officer that he was going to record their interaction and said he was reaching in his bag for the recorder. This is where it gets better. Inside the bag, defendant had a pistol, bullets, slingshot, bag of marbles, and a Ronald Reagan mask.
Sounds like Point Break.
Yeah. It was 96, so it's about right.
Ever, can they, is there a, what the hell's calling the hotline? Huh? Yeah, it's ringing. That's why I said who's calling the hotline. Ever, can they go back? Is there a limit how far they can go back?
Well, it becomes a matter of whether it's more prejudicial than it is probative, essentially. And that's going to be up to the judge to decide, ultimately.
You're going to have to give me the difference.
Well, if it's so remote and so unrelated that it would be more inclined to be prejudicial rather than inform the jury of a relevant fact, then it
could
be
excluded. Like, say he had a DWI over domestic abuse.
Yeah, or, you know, back in...
The DWI would really have no bearing on animal abuse.
Right, back in 1912. You know, it's so remote in time that it's irrelevant.
Okay. All right, we got about a minute. Go ahead, Dan. Is there more?
I'm sick of this guy.
Okay.
He bit some chick's finger, pulled her hair, pulled her curlers out of her hair. He told someone to take the dog somewhere and let it loose. He broke a court order to stay sober. He was drinking, and I guess his neighbor saw him hauling the trash out with bottles of booze in the trash.
Okay, I ain't pointing fingers.
Yeah, that one not so much. But the other stuff, he's really bad.
I'm trying to take a in a Corona bottle. Yeah, I've tried that. Man, that's a lost cause. If it ain't Snapple or bigger, it ain't going out. You guys going to be out this weekend?
Yes, we are. At Doherty's Pharmacy, 5959 Royal. So Preston and Royal area. And it's a big event. There's going to be a number of vendors there, but we're going to have plenty of dogs. We'll have Jefferson and Phoebe hopefully there, and we're going to have at least 14 dogs there. That last count I knew about.
And all this information is on the website.
Is on the pawsinthecity.org.
All right. Thank you, sir.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:54. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Another check on traffic. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Schlotzky's. Let's get things started off in Dallas. Southbound 75, just before Walnut Hill, got an accident there blocking the right center lane. Traffic there is backed up into Richardson, back from Beltline. Moving into McKinney, northbound 75, just before Weston Road, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from 121. Into Plano, northbound on the tollway, right at Legacy, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is completely stopped back from Beltline Road. In that backup, right at Plano Parkway, got another accident blocking the two left lanes. Try taking Preston or 35 or something, I don't know. In Irving, westbound 183, right at O'Connor, got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from the 35-183 split. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at Allen Avenue.
Eagle weather brought to you by Staples. Clear tonight, 77 for the low. Tomorrow, some storms possible in the afternoon with a 94-degree high. Right now, 96 and 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle. Yeah.
How it is that Mark always gets nervous. He's been in before without Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Taking his pants. I mean, really, you've already had your trial by fire.
Well, as far as the physical aspect of being in the room, yes, but there's still the speaking part that, for whatever reason, still makes him nervous.
He just locks up.
It's all right. Well, you know, then we found this dog and it was emancipated. Who did that? You talking about the black dog?
Yeah, he was.
Okay. We still have the Who's a Big Dumbass?
Yup.
Game for Kenzie. Is that what these are?
Yep.
All right.
And she's been looking forward to this since what? Tuesday, Wednesday, when you were here last?
Wednesday.
She got cocky.
I got this. I'm so excited. All I got to do is get them wrong.
Is that really the rules? That's it?
Yes.
Wow.
Although the answers you give have to have some type of...
It's got to be an attempt to... Like the example we gave earlier is you can't just use the same standard answer for everything and it's all wrong. Like you couldn't say, you know, pimple for every word, for every answer.
Okay, or different kinds of colors for every answer. Like mix
okay,
it up.
I'll give you... You probably heard these when you're driving in after your wreck and you met that super hot Marine who you wanted to...
Or blacksmith.
Or, let's see, you weren't sure if he was Marine, a blacksmith, or a chimney sweep.
Yep.
I don't know. I either saw him in Gomer Pyle or Mary Poppins.
Or Bonanza.
Or Bonanza. He might have been a hop sing.
Famous chimney sweeps.
I'll ask you some of the questions I asked Everett just to get you warmed up.
Okay.
And then once I think you got it, we'll go to your questions.
Okay.
Name a sport with caps.
Orange. Is that right?
No.
Say anything?
It would have to be a sport, although it doesn't have caps.
That goes to what I was saying. It's got to be.
Get it.
It's not like you would say football. You have to get it wrong.
How is that wrong?
I don't think we can explain it to her.
No, she's almost got
okay,
it.
Okay, so a sport with caps would be baseball.
That would be, so you don't want to get it
I
right.
I don't say that. I right. say soccer.
Yes, yes.
Okay, yeah. All right, I got it. Let's try again.
All right.
I got it now.
I was afraid for a second,
sorry.
Man.
Sorry. Orange.
Name a city in Oklahoma.
Arlington.
All right. Going to need a little bit quicker response, but okay. You're getting warmed up. Other than gasoline, what's something else you can buy at a gas station?
Laundry detergent. Sorry.
You can buy that. You would have wanted to go for gasoline. She ain't going to get this. I see on her face she
don't
get this.
Just give me a minute. We're warming up. I got this. Let's go. Have faith.
Name a car other than Hyundai.
Toyota. Oh, wait.
Gotta get it wrong. Name a car other than Hyundai. There's only one wrong answer.
No car. Race car. Hot Wheels.
Listen to the question. And remember, get it wrong. Name a car other than Hyundai.
Hyundai.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Come on. Let's got it.
Name the color of blacktop.
Black. No. Red. This is so weird. Red. Red, right? Okay.
Yeah, remember a couple days ago, you're like, oh, I got this game.
Yeah, I lied. I'm sorry.
Okay. Those are your warm-up questions. Here we go.
Okay.
Now it gets hard.
Okay.
What is this? Oh, that's... Okay, that's Urban Jeopardy. She ain't gonna get that.
Yeah, I retract my statement from last week, or Wednesday.
All right. Name the lead singer of White Zombie.
Paul McCartney. Right? Okay.
What is Dan O'Malley's last name?
Washington.
Too much time.
Close.
Name a day of the week other than Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Our national bird is the bald what?
Feather. A cardinal.
Is it a...
That's what I thought she was going to say.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to say...
I'm going with...
I'm going to say cockatoo.
I like egregious.
Oh,
I love this game.
The day after tomorrow is
yesterday.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. I get it.
These are hard, man, because there's different types of questions.
Yeah.
All right. How many times have you sucked off Billy the Kid?
Wow. Wow.
Try it again.
Wrong answer?
It's up to you. We don't know what the right one is. We know it's more than one.
47. That's the wrong answer.
All right, what's the right answer?
Zero.
No.
Yes, it. I've never done any. I just now had a full conversation with him.
With who? Billy the Kid?
Just the other day. It was the most we've ever talked. It's
about
just like
blowing
a, hey. No. Okay, next question. This is fun.
Name the capital of Oklahoma.
Austin.
There you go.
Name a city next to Arlington.
Cape Cod.
Too much time. Other than smell, what's one of the five senses?
Fart. That was right, wasn't it?
No.
Fart's not a sense.
Think Hyundai.
Other than...
Smell. Wait, what?
Other than fart.
Oh, man, it's contagious.
What was the question?
Other than smell.
Other than smell, yeah. Name one of the five senses.
Smell.
Yes. All right. Name something cardboard is made of.
A shark. See, what would you answer for that? Anything?
Some type of material. Like you could have said leather.
Saran wrap.
You could have said cardboard.
That too.
What's the name of the band founded by John Bon Jovi?
White Zombie.
Too late.
Give me some time.
You don't get much time.
That's part of the challenge.
I can't think that fast.
Name a sound a cow makes other than moo.
Ugh. Oink. Oink.
Name.
Oh, my goodness. I'm frustrated. All right, keep them coming. I'll get one.
These are the people that will guide us into the next century. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I'm ready when you are to just go ahead and exit this place.
Name a sound a cow makes other than moo.
Croak. Moo! These other things. Okay, calm. Moo.
Oh, wait till we hit her with a secular.
Okay.
I bet her it explodes.
Yep.
Lips all over the room.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
Let's see. Deaf people can't hear because they're...
blind.
Very good.
You do what when a traffic light turns green?
Jump.
All right.
I give it to her.
Blue and yellow make what color?
Brown.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Really?
It's close to brown, isn't it?
No, it's green.
Blue and yellow make green.
Ah, off. Okay. Here it comes.
Oh, boy.
What? Wait, what's happening?
Everybody grab on. Hold on to your chair.
Is this a different game?
Nope, same game. Okay. Just last question.
Okay.
Name a non-secular holiday. A non-secular holiday.
Birthday. Valentine's Day.
Oh, Although I do like Kwanzaa Hanukkah.
She said Kwanzaa Hanukkah?
She was Kwanzaa Hanukkah or something.
You know, all the colored juice. You know, Simon Davis Jr. had to celebrate Kwanzaa Hanukkah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of good stuff there in December.
You just throw on your yarmulke and your dashiki and you're good to go.
And then go outside and just watch people go, dude, what the f-? Yeah, I'm going to sit back and try and watch Adam Sandler try and write a song for that one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all of them. All right, you did bad.
That was fun. That was way harder than I thought it was going to be. Oh, my goodness.
It is, especially you get into the mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a color other than black. Chartreuse? Damn.
You went deep in the box of Crayola for that, but it's still wrong.
Violet red?
Mm-hmm.
I want to do this again sometime. This was fun.
I got a few questions left. We got to go from Urban Jeopardy.
I don't know what that is, but let's do it.
I tell you what, Everett can help you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Is this the wrong answer game still?
No.
No. You want to be right.
You get into the mindset, and you shake that off. You got to get these right. Oh, man, this is like a mind f-.
Yeah.
He was the first man to kiss a black woman on television.
Is it on the Colored Time show?
The what?
She said, was it on Colored
Good
Time?
Times.
I heard Colored
no.
Times. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, it wasn't on either of those shows.
Wait, was it on Colored Times? Everett?
Their Lives?
He was the guy that got the reach around.
Yeah.
It's William Shatner.
William Shatner.
Yes. He was the first man to kiss a black woman on broadcast television.
I did not know that.
That was either 66 or 67.
Yeah, had to be.
Did we go through all these on the air earlier?
We went through some.
Yeah.
All
right. I wasn't listening.
This actress was from the Jeffersons. She was on the Jeffersons. She was the real mother of Lenny Kravitz.
Roxy Roker.
Yes, Al Roker.
He's very proud.
This was the black character on Gilligan's Island.
There was. Really? There was.
That's right. It's a perfect response.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that episode would have stood out.
Yeah. No, he couldn't have helped him swim off the island. All right, just a few more.
Oh, God.
He had 1950s songs like Maybelline, Roll Over Beethoven, I Like Dodging Taxes and Looking at Porno. Just mouth it, Everett. Don't tell her.
Sharpo?
Yes, Sharpo is right.
Yes.
Sharpo Berry.
Chuck Berry. Chuck Berry?
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing great.
This blind singer sang songs including What'd I Say? Georgia. And I Hit the Wall Again, Jack.
Stevie Wonder.
It's the other one.
Ray Charles.
Yes. This actor won an Academy Award for his performance in Lilies of the Field. He later starred in other movies, including In the Heat of the Night and Guess Who's Sleeping with White Women.
Steve.
Yes.
Steve C. Sneak.
Exactly, Steve C. Snake.
His mama called him Steve C. Snake?
Yeah, I call him. She says Steve C. Snake.
God help us if we've gotten to Potier. I mean,
oh, no, huh? Society would just cease.
His name was Sidney Poitier.
Sidney.
Yes.
Oh.
Not Sneet.
Steve C.
I can't read.
That's all right.
You're doing great. You're doing great.
I can't read mouth.
I don't read mouth. I just.
Unless... Now Bing.
Okay.
All right. Some of this singer's hits include Respect, Think, and I Never Loved a Man I Didn't Eat.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Careful.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Almost there.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Help.
Freeway of Love. She's going to get it and needs to go outside.
Mm-hmm. Tina Turner.
Nope.
No.
The group of the women that sing. Aretha Franklin.
Yes. This is either genius or horrific. I'm drunk, so I don't know.
I'm going to lean on genius for now.
Yeah. This heavyweight boxing champion refused to submit to induction into the United States Armed Forces, and then later admitted even he couldn't knock out cockroaches.
The Rock.
Ma.
Ma. He's a great coach.
This is probably going to suck when I listen to it later.
No, it's really not.
All right, go ahead, Everett. Help her out.
Ma?
Ma.
Ma.
Muhammad Ali.
Yay.
But his mama called him.
Maha.
Tass.
Can we call him Muhammad?
Tass.
Mahatma? Rice?
His mama called him Cass.
Cassius.
His real name is Cassius.
Cassius.
Cassio.
Yeah, Cassio is his real name. Yes.
Cassio Clay.
Cassio Clay.
Yep. He was originally a keyboard.
Yep.
Wait, y'all are not. That's not true.
There was not a black man named Cassio Clay.
Surely no one person could be that talented.
What do we end on? This American blues and rock guitarist, known for his innovative playing of the electric guitar, also died by drowning in his own vomit.
Oh, you got this.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of information to process, I realize.
Electric guitar player drowned in his own vomit.
ACDC? No.
Go with Bon Scott.
Bon Scott.
No, listen. It was a Viking.
Yes.
go with drowned that. In his own vomit.
Yeah, a Viking.
I thought the lead singer original of AC/DC drowned in his own vomit.
No.
No?
You're thinking of a Viking. Go with Viking.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hager.
Sammy Hager. Wait, no.
Give me that bottle.
Give her another syllable. Give her a consonant.
Jim.
This has to be exactly the way it looked when they were teaching Helen Keller. Why? Let's go, man.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. If you get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archive, which you should do, because you're going to want to hear this again, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanO'Malley.com, AlfieCoy.com, and to reach Everett Newton, the rock and roll attorney and expert clue giver, DallasAttorney.com. You can also find and follow all of us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for all things. 97.1 The Eagle. Go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next.
See you guys Monday.